What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, rolling.
Start it.
How close do you want me to get to it? You want it now?
And... action.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. We are back. We are here. This is a current pod. We are so excited to have you. One of our very special, voluptuous guests we're having on the bus today goes by many, many, many nicknames. He established by his smooth charisma back in the day as Big Smooth. I like to call him Red Velvet because you know when that boy gets a sweat on, he has a nice little red tinge to him. But he is known in the locker room as the Stallion because that boy is fierce, strong, and can gallop like the wind, baby. Please welcome. Please put your hands together. Even if you're at home just watching or listening, put your hands together for Roger Saffel. Let's go, boys.
Yeah,
happy to have you on the bus.
Which
is a perfect segue. It's a perfect segue in everything because on this bus, we care about durability. Mm. We care about reliability. Mm. We care about the man who gets up every day, puts his lunch pail and his hard hat on, and rips over to his work. He's always on time. He's always willing to do it. And Roger Saffel is just like that. But you know what is also like that is the Chevrolet. Specifically the Silverado, but all things. You can do so many things with the Chevrolet. It's strong, advanced, dependable, and hardworking, just like my man to the right. The Silverado is dependable because why? Because we get redundant on this thing. It's a little bit redundant. It's dependable to the people who drive, like the people who drive them. Sorry, now I'm reading, and so you know how it goes when the boy's reading. The design is big, bold, commanding. The truck turns head. We've talked about a kink, dude. So we did some individual the other day. Luke Stalker hit me and gave me a kink in the neck, dude. And I was like, holy Silverado. You know what I'm saying? He hit me and my neck flew back. I go, that was a Silverado and a half of a kink, dude. That was a bit of a deal. So many things you can do with the Silverado. Will, tell me what you can do with the Silverado.
From tailgating, hauling, towing, off-roading, moving day. Speaking of moving day, Garrett, he needed to move a bed the other week, right? He called the boy up. He asked him, hey, can you help out your friend or family member? I was like, I got you, man. I don't want to be a part of it, but you can go ahead and do it. He came over. I threw him the keys. He took my Chevy. He moved his bed. He road tripped. He had a blast. Go to a Chevy dealership near you. Tell them the boy sent you. If you let Chevy Silverado know that the boy sent you.
All right.
We can't make any promises, but they're gonna hook you up. They're gonna help you out.
They're gonna be excited that you came. Like there's gonna be like a discount, but there'll be more like morale. You know,
somebody got a trailer hitch.
Someone did get a trailer hitch. They've set the tone. Whatever Chevy dealership that was set the tone. You can go to any Chevy dealership. Me personally, I'm a big fan of Freeland Chevrolet.
The boys are personally
huge fans of Freeland Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can't see what's cooking in the back because we don't allow you to see what's cooking in the back. But what's cooking in the back is a couple of vehicles that are pristine, beautiful, durable, reliable, and hardworking. When I go to camp, sometimes I'm a little tired and I go, you know what? I look at my Chevrolet.
You look out in that parking lot.
I look out in that parking lot and I go, of all these things, if you had to pick out the hardest worker here, and I point at my own truck and I think, say, thank you, Freeland.
Yeah.
Thank you, Freeland Chevrolet. Yeah. It's outstanding. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the new sign we got?
I did see the new sign. Rog, what do you think of the sign? You haven't said a word yet.
The sign is actually pretty good.
You like it?
I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't see it at first behind Will, but now I can see it and it's glorious.
Will's a big cat.
Yeah.
You're a big dude.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I'm excited to have you back.
Dude, I'm excited to be back.
You just did a thing like it's been like a standard. You've been in it every week, but you haven't been here in a minute.
It's been 5 weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
And it's good to have both of you guys. I get to watch you from afar. I get to you guys work in your tandems on Old Buck Rising, post a little video you guys practicing. Yeah. I get to see you guys.
Bitch ass buck.
It's only double
right.
Teaming
little
Keith
marbles ass in the throat
it's
buck.
Only right, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Did you guys, I saw you guys did the Buck Rising podcast the other day. I didn't watch it because, you know, that's low hanging fruit having Buck on the pod. We need a filler. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So you get the guy in the back that barely knows how to play the piano. Like, all right, just go out there on stage and see what you can do. You know? So I don't know how it went. The boys told me it went well. Did you comment on Buck's weight at all? Did you comment on his thickness?
I asked him straight up, how's your weight loss going?
Ooh, and did you give him like a...
Oh, he tried. What was he saying? He says he only eats bad at the football games? I said, yeah, I can tell.
How many football games do you go to? You know what I'm saying? He's going to Wednesday night freshman games. He's going to the JV games on Thursday night.
He takes them to the to-go boxes?
Yeah. Oh, I guess if no one's going to eat it. You know, like he's doing them a favor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like you trying to impersonate.
It's more like, I can't even... I can't do it. I don't have the marbles in my mouth. I don't have that.
Yeah.
That's sweet Egyptian, dude. He is, you know, he's Egyptian.
What? I'm not surprised. He looks Egyptian.
Hold right? Yeah. He's very exotic. Yeah, no. He told me he's Egyptian.
Is that like Persian?
I would say you're generalizing. So, I don't know if that's very PC.
He was like, he did 23andMe and it was like the 1%.
I'll fall back.
Less than 1% Egyptian.
He's got a nice little tint to him. Yeah, I guess so. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you got a nice, vibrant tint to you.
I would have thought that he was like Greek or something. Like, he has a little bit of a tan, but he's not Egyptian. I don't know. I buy it.
I don't see that man making a pyramid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You hit me with the Persian PC thing, so anything that's being said, no. Once you get across the Atlantic Ocean, I don't really want to mess with it.
Yeah. I'm, you don't want to mess with it?
He said Greek.
Spoken like a true American. Yeah. All that shit over there, dude, I don't really want to fuck with it, dude. I don't really want to mess with that thing. No doubt.
Just trying to be honest. Yeah. I'm just trying to be honest. You said Greek, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm bowing out since.
Yeah. How's it? Let me ask you guys a question. How's it feel? You two sitting next to each other, and really, like, the last time you guys were really around each other, there was a lot of violence.
No, what do you?
There was a lot of.
Hang on, did your ACL really mess you up that bad? I was on the team the entire.
Yeah. Go ahead. When I was here, you got it. When I was there, I saw every time, like, you guys would see each other, you'd walk away. Roger was fine. You know what I'm saying?
That's weird because we had a long season together. Yes. After we lost the playoff game, I held him in my arms.
What was that? What are you holding there?
I'm holding him.
He goes, I held him in my arms.
Yeah, I held him in my arms.
What are you holding there?
A tear. But that's, I know what you're referring to, when he almost threw me in the bleachers when I played for Oakland.
The Raiders game. He did to you what I wanted to do to you.
First play of the game.
Oof. Hey, that's a toughie.
I promise you, I have not felt, other than Richie Incognito, you guys are the heaviest hands I've ever felt.
That man got some heavy hands.
Richie is heavy everywhere.
He's like a lesser, I would say you two are very similar.
Oh, yeah.
But you're more, like, you got more, like, about you know what I'm saying?
Is he black? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, he's, like, more, like, rocked up.
That's crazy.
He's more rocked up. You know what I'm saying?
Richie's that's more,
he's like, he looks
stocky.
Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson if he didn't take all the needle stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's bigger than Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, but I'm saying he is cut, but he's still got he's a stacked ass cat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
and like, nobody pumps up Roger more than Roger. Like, Roger, knows. Listen, Roger knows what the fuck he is.
You just gotta go on his Instagram.
The back knows who he is. Also, another nickname is The Back.
Hold the hell on. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I know we should let Roger.
He is right. Most of my finds are from talking about myself.
They're actually called self sucks. Yeah. I'm a man. He's like, we'll be sitting there and be like,
wait, fines, what are you talking about? Fines?
Hey, we'll be like watching film and practice, be like, fucking laid this guy out right here and just kind of lean in. And it's like, we'll sit next to our meetings and like, look how fucking fast I am. Man, like, say shit like that. I'm like, damn. Jeez, I mean, but man. I look at him like, you know, ding ding, that is a fine.
It's like me on Rocket League. To life, man. I mean, recognition's never been big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, what's a fine? You get fined when you talk about yourself?
Yeah, but it's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
You get fined with the O-line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do the trip at the end of the year.
Right, I know, but you saying I get fined, like, it's not like it's just across the board, across the league, like you get fined if you talk about
yourself. No.
No, I think...
Nothing like that.
Well, when you were in L.A.,
yeah.
Was there a big fine system there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Witt took care of that, huh?
No, it was actually John Sullivan. And
really?
He had the most hilarious... He had the card... The card terrace.
What's a card terrace?
Anybody who was doing, like
tarot cards?
Scout team.
Yeah.
Anybody who was doing scouting, it was just like messing up the entire offensive play by not doing anything that the card said.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You're known as a terrorist.
You're known as like
card a terrorist.
A card terrorist.
Oh, I thought you were saying card tarot, like a tarot card, like a tarot card, like where you're like
a terrorist.
I'm with a gypsy in a room and she's reading my palm.
You're messing up practice.
That's what
on
you
purpose.
Well, yeah. Hey, beautiful mind. this thing'll go anywhere. Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, we had nicknames for people. It was great. Now, I'm not going to put nobody out there like that, but it was some good ones out there.
Just put one person out there.
No,
like
I'm not putting anybody out there.
I like how you gave us a little something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us a little something with that.
Absolutely, because they may not have, you know, they might have German last names.
Oh, well, hey.
That's not very PC.
Closer. Hey, we're
that is not
closer.
Very PC.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's go, man. Let's go, man.
But yeah, back to when you knocked me over. Did you realize it was me?
honestly, I didn't know it was you. It was just a straight line straight to you, man. There was just no fair dodging. You didn't move out of the way. You didn't see me coming. It was just like,
Hang on. I want to go back to what he just said. I didn't see him coming. I want that to be on tape.
No, but I really think, how do you not see him coming?
Definitely looking for
him. You were stacked right on top of him.
I ain't had both feet in the ground and I didn't see him coming.
Why? Of course.
What do you mean you have both feet in the ground?
I'm saying if I saw him coming and I had both feet in the ground, like, it's probably looking the other way.
It was pretty
like
serious.
I'm probably.
Oh, you the clean Roger.
I'm the clean Roger.
Bro, no, listen.
Dog,
okay.
He's like, hey, let's go right out here.
He just protected you a little bit. Then you took
I was in the air. I knew I was in the air. It's like everything slowed down. And right when I hit the ground, it was everything all right.
Are we getting robbed?
It is close to Spooktober.
28 days? 28 days away from Spooktober. Something just cracked outside. Are you fucking kidding me? No, is that a real thing?
It's up. Take it easy.
What fell?
I don't know. Do you want me to go look?
I got my back to the thing. You guys can see everything. I'm first one dead.
Stuff just got hung up.
So not the first one dead. Yeah, I'm the second one dead. You know how that shit works. You know how that shit works in a movie. I didn't write cinematic history. Let's all split up. Taisha, Roger, you guys go that way.
Yeah, you guys go with Roger.
Yeah.
Why we gotta stay together? Yeah, you know why.
Trying to save your ass.
Sometimes it's just for no reason.
For no reason at all.
When do you feel like that started to change? Like when do we feel like that
movies
started to shift where the black people didn't kill first?
It was weird. There was like the late 90s, early 2000s where like we started getting killed second. I was like, they started to realize.
They're trying to save face.
That's their way of saying sorry. That's their way of saying, hey, listen, we fucked up.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Pothead, the black guy, and then everybody else.
Yeah. It's pretty standard how it goes. Yeah. Pothead's got to go first.
Yeah.
I think it's like when you watch the movies and the black guy doesn't die first, or saying you're like sitting here, you're like, when are they going to kill a black guy?
Yeah.
That happened for me with Halloween. What was it? Halloween.
Hey, why are you guys reacting like that back there? This is
Halloween
a conversation.
20 or whatever.
We're going to get our ass canceled,
Rhymes,
bro.
Yeah, where Busta Rhymes like survives the whole
film. Oh,
like,
yeah.
As H2O?
Dying. Yeah, H2O.
That's what
H2O. Hey, listen, you guys need a little deal. I got your back on that.
I mean, he's out, and plus he could do like karate and stuff. I'm like, man, how the hell is this possible?
Yeah, that's a fucking. Listen, I don't know. Because, you know, usually.
You were about to tell a story.
No, I it's tough. I know I would probably die in the horror movie. Jocks always die.
Yeah.
Or the potheads.
Yeah.
Either way, my ass is out of here.
Or if you have sex, it's over.
If you have sex, you're done. We actually have a whole thing of this on Spooktober, which I'm assuming you listen to because you're a great teammate and great friend. But usually if you have sex, it's always the virgin girl that makes it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Who's like interested, but never always toes the line, but never steps over. Mm. Right. Keep her interesting enough. But at the end of the day, she makes it and everybody else dies.
So you got 28 days to come up with your next like intro. Because the last intro was...
You like the intro.
I love it.
Oh, the Halloween yes. intro.
I'll tell you what, that intro's got some hype now. There's been a few comments out there.
Right.
That's great.
Do you feel a little more pressure now that even he just said that?
No. I like to think of myself as a more talented Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got one shot. You know, I'm not going to miss my chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Honestly,
you know?
Just do the same thing. Just find another movie and then put your little twist on it. Good to go.
So you enjoyed that?
Yeah.
It's always nice to hear that from a friend. Oh, How to Survive a Horror Movie. Here it is.
Oh.
I can't read that far. It's real tiny font.
You can't read that? You can't. Don't be in the front or the back.
Yep. Got to stay in the
middle.
If
you hear a noise, don't investigate.
Yep. Just get the fuck out of there.
If you're videoing with a camcorder, it's game over. You're going to die. If you have sex, do drugs, and or drink, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
If your dad is a cop, dead. Mm-hmm. If you're an athlete, dead. Never assume the killer is dead, because he ain't dead. If you're a virgin, you live.
So, a lot of 14-year-olds out there got to make some decisions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of kids out there right now got to make some decisions. If you want to live in a horror movie, don't have sex.
Yeah.
You
Let's
know
not
what
get
I'm
too
saying?
Much into Spooktober. We're, you know.
Yeah, we're 28 days away. Yeah.
I understand. Can I just make one more point?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now the new Halloween.
Yeah. Halloween Kills?
How the hell?
Does he
hang
live?
On, hang on, what?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the new Halloween is obviously going to be coming out this year.
October 15th.
Yes, but last year, I'm like, oh, this dude's he's fucking done.
Mm.
Oh, you're saying how the hell does he live?
The one we saw, it was two, 3 years ago.
He's flame resistant. He can't get hit by any bullets. He can't be stabbed. It doesn't matter.
It's Mike Myers. He's
Mike Myers. Oh, that's
he's got.
Well, in the first movie, what's her name unloads a whole six shooter on him.
Yeah,
right in the chest. He falls out of a 2-story window, and then checks, and he's gone.
Do you want him to die?
Nah, I like the movies, man.
You like conclusions? You want a little bit of inclusion? So allegedly, I think you told me this, that there's Halloween, this right now. Halloween Kills is the one coming out this year. And then there's the third one. There's 15 of these damn things. But the third one is Halloween Ends.
Yeah, you said next year's Halloween Ends. So next year's going to be the final one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love that.
Isn't that wild? Right. James Carpenter, he's the original director of the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
He did the first one, and he hasn't really, I don't think he put his name on any other of those Halloween movies until that one that came out you were talking about where he's flame resistant.
We should see this one, Halloween Kills. If he wants to like zoom in on the pod or something.
That'd be outstanding to have him on there.
We're trying, we dropped the name Jamie Lee Curtis. We're trying to get her on.
Yeah, she would be outstanding. She's like the Queen of Scream. What do they call her?
She was,
there you go. Alex just looked at me and goes, like, he's not going to be able to pull that one from the hip. You know, I was really hoping, I was looking for you. Why? I was sending my olive branch out there and hoping to get pulled in.
Am I right? Just looks back there. I mean, she's the, what do you mean Queen of Scream?
I think when she did Halloween, she started getting a lot of horror movies and she got like a
title,
not a title, but it was like when you're typecast, like her typecast was horror movies.
Oh, and so like she, Liam Neeson, you want a nice,
right.
Like,
everything to him is taken
movie?
In a different way, you know,
we'll find you.
Yeah. That's pretty deece, dude. That's a nice little deece.
That was for you.
But, she got that for a little bit. I think she was in some other movies though. I actually know she was in some other movies. Yeah, she'd be awesome. I was actually on the Rich Eisen show today, Weird Flex.
Oh, nice.
And
did you shout out the boys?
Oh, hardcore. We had like a whole 4-minute segment on Bustin' with the Boys.
He was trying to slander us last time we encountered Rich.
Well, Eisen. He was trying to slander you. Yeah, but this time when he introed me, he started with the football stuff and then he went to co-host podcast with Will Compton. So he's kind of ditched the whole "it's just Taylor's podcast" thing. He's really dived into Will Compton.
But wasn't that your idea? Like, let's just clear the air.
He started it. He tried to go back, and I really brought it home. Yeah. So yeah, we were both in cahoots.
Yeah, you're like, hey, never say his name.
Yeah, and he broke that promise to me today. Yeah. But we were talking. He's like, tell us about Bustin' with the Boys, and I was like, you know, let's soak this in for a second. Who would have thought we'd become as big as we are? Like, I was like 93 octane. I was gassing us up, dude, the whole time.
Dad.
Proud dad, very proud dad. Yeah. Nice pull. And he's like, if you had a bucket list of guys you want on, who would it be? First thing that comes to mouth is also is the OG Joe Rogan. Like, you'd love to have Joe Rogan on the podcast.
Yeah.
But another one I pulled out of the back pocket, personal hero of mine, Johnny Knoxville.
Ooh, that would be a banger.
So Rich says to me, I can't help you with Joe Rogan, but I can help you guys get Johnny Knoxville on the bus.
Bro.
And I go, you're lying. Like, you're lying. If you were in a lie detector test, that thing would be waving back and forth.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, our kids go to the same school. Like, I've been on calls with him and stuff like that. Look at you. Your eyes are lighting up. Look at, I hope you're zoomed out. I know. Like, we're like glistening. We're glistening together. So, Johnny Knoxville might come on the podcast. It would be pretty fucking dope.
That would be sick.
And it's perfect timing too, because new Jackass is coming.
I can't wait to see
when is that coming out?
November?
Is it November?
Why?
Oh yeah.
No, cause Bam? February
4th now. What?
That's good. Bam Margera? That means we got time.
Yeah.
Because they'll be going on PR runs and stuff like that.
And if he wants real PR, he's got to come on Bustin' with the Boys.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That would be awesome.
We're the hottest podcast of all time.
God, I'm thirsty. Speaking of thirsty.
Oh, tell me.
Have you heard of Revitalite? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I love how I smacked that, dude. First try. Revitalite.
Smack that thing.
Shout out Revitalite. No free shout outs.
No free shout outs.
Pick up your Revitalite Black Label today in store or online at the Barstool store and tweet us or tag at Drink Revitalite in your morning after stories. You've heard me talk about Revitalite a lot by now. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. You know the drill.
We learned the name
of
the day.
It is the adult version of a certain drink you find in the baby aisle. They took away the embarrassment we meet at the register by putting their brand in places where you can buy beer, wine, liquor across the nation to make your weekend shopping even easier. And you can get it on the Barstool store right now. The guys at Revitalite are taking things to the next level and teamed up with us to create the ultimate way to save yourself a rough morning after. Revitalite Black Label.
Hold on, pause.
Hang on, somebody's got to
don't say that. Hey, don't say that shit. Don't say that shit.
Bleep that out. Bleep that out. Just bleep out the word.
Don't bleep it out. Let everybody know what Will really is.
Hey.
Oh, fuck. That one hit you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Revitalite Black Label.
Black, okay.
Made specifically with Stoolies in mind for maximum recovery.
African-American.
Finally.
Compliment for when life gets a little rough and rowdy. Don't pay for Saturday nights on Sunday morning. Revitalite Black Label pairs perfectly with nightcaps and midnight snacks. Your nightstand will feel naked without Revitalite, so stock up. Pro tip, Drink half a night, the other half in the morning for the most optimal results. Pick up your Revitalite Black Label today, in-store or online at the Barstool store, and tweet us or tag at Drink Revitalite in your morning after stories.
Baller.
That's a real thing. When you get older, those hangovers actually become a real thing.
Oh, bro.
You remember being in college?
Hangovers and last
you,
for days.
You drink for days in college.
Yeah.
Be fine.
And you'd be like, all right, let's go to practice.
Like puking rally or anything.
Yeah, the booting rally.
Yeah.
Get going, boys. But now, dude, if I even look at a drink the wrong way, I'm getting
headache on sight.
No question about that. You get hangovers like that?
Absolutely.
I feel like you don't, though.
I do, man.
I've seen my man get after it, and the next day,
Roger,
he is. He really is a warrior when he gets off.
You're truly like a different. You're on a different level.
It hits, man. It definitely hits.
And I've only been around you maybe one time, and it's really been just the day after. But I hear stories.
What happened?
What do you mean on what happened?
What was that day you saw him after?
It was after we lost the playoff game.
Oh, you got to get after that. After you lose.
Yeah.
Or it's the last game of the year.
Right. This is going to sound pretty sad, but it was just me and Mr. Casamigos on the couch, man.
Really?
It was like that.
Fifth Huffy. Casamigos?
It was like that. Yeah. On the couch.
I believe it.
I mean, I went in there to my meetings with the coaches, just feeling a little spacey, but got the job done.
Yeah. You light your breath on fire.
Oh, yeah.
What? No question.
And it's probably obvious, the Super Bowl, but what has been the most painful loss? The AFC Championship game, the Super Bowl?
Just the Ravens in general?
AFC Championship game, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, when you get to the Super Bowl, like, you want to win. But, like, honestly, we weren't doing anything well when we were in the Super Bowl. So
what the fuck happened? You guys were like the best offense since the greatest show on earth.
Bill Belichick
So what's crazy. Yeah, that's right. Bill Belichick brought out the 6-1 front.
Mm-hmm.
The 6-1 front that we just couldn't seem to get past. With our running game, you know,
goal line defense in the middle of the field,
spread offense, you know what I mean? So we were able to create great matchups, and then we just let, you know, Todd run wild. But he ran that 6-2 front, and we couldn't get through the first line of defense, and it turned into a problem. Next thing you know, you got to put everything on Jared's arm. That's a lot of pressure on a young kid at quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like nothing was just kind of going our way. Defense was trying to pull things together, but you know how it is when your offense is struggling and the defense can't hold it forever. You end up losing the game. So we missed some shots. It just wasn't good for us. But that AFC Championship game, we had that thing. I'm ready to go to work and just continue to pound these guys in the run game. And we fell short. And, man, it was sickening. That fourth quarter was freaking sickening.
Brutal.
Man. You were like in quicksand because we were fighting so hard to win in 2 minutes, and we just couldn't get it done, man.
Yeah, that was a tough deal. Especially when you go up 10-0 in the first quarter.
Exactly.
Like, we were moving.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I remember, I don't know if you felt the same way, but when we went to the playoffs, it was like, we got the Patriots first, and you're like, all right, like, do we have the team that can do that? Like, you always, even when you hit the playoffs, you're like, is our team capable of going to do this? And it was like, well, maybe. And then we go play the Patriots.
And Tom Brady drops that lion video.
Hey, that was a hype little deal. I actually watched that the other day. Yeah. Tom Brady drops that. You remember the line? It's too late to be scared.
I should, actually,
where I'm in the hotel, I think I sent it to the boys, and I was like, if we can flip this, if we can get the upset, that'd be an epic little video to post. We played that game, and we obviously won. And then everyone on national media is like, great story for the Titans. They ended the Pats dynasty, but it's over with the Ravens. It's done. Mm-hmm. And then we go play the Ravens, and dude. That was some of the best ball I've ever seen us play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first two drives where we had thrown that watch party, I was like, oh, these boys are for real. They might go all the way.
And also, shout out to the Ravens. They have the most hype pregame. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, lights flashing everywhere, the big screen. They are playing the most hype videos. I'm watching them going, fuck, this is some dope-ass shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're about to play them. And then it just worked out way too well for us. As soon as when we beat the Ravens, I was like, holy fuck, we can do this.
Yeah.
Like, we can legit.
Yeah.
Because we beat the Chiefs in week 10. And so it was like, hey, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. Because our O-line was, Keith Carter came into the meeting like that next day or whenever we were back in the building. And Keith is like, I don't know what you guys are doing,
but keep doing it.
Whatever you guys are doing like to recover, keep doing it because you guys look like it's week one.
Well, we had a mentality that was just different from every other team. Our backs were against the wall when we were 2-4.
2-4.
You know what I mean?
So trash.
We had that same mentality the whole time. And then when we had the Patriots, we're like, all right, backs against the wall again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come out swinging. That score did not show how we played that game because we were just physically
eating
dominant.
Dude.
Like it was just great ball everywhere. Like we were talking about, our coach was talking about the greatest 3 yard run you'll ever see.
Yeah,
it's literally just pancakes all over the place.
It was a wild scene.
Trips up Derek for 3 yards, but it was just probably one of the most dominant.
Just body.
It was one of the coolest games ever. Yeah, it was one of the cool. Like as far as like getting movement. Like actually dominating,
foggy,
dude.
Bro. I was on the battlefield of Braveheart, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like we were just,
it was like Gettysburg out there,
just
dude.
Running, just everybody's just running.
Guys, his faces were painted and shit. Yeah, dude, it was wild. Sick. It was fucking wild out there.
And then when we went to the Ravens, man, I think that all that shit talking that we were getting from the media, who you guys shouldn't even have a fucking side,
right?
They just start back. Okay, all right, we'll show you. And then we showed them again in AFC, and we just ran out of steam. We had 4 straight away games. That is tough on anybody's body. Mm.
And we had the rushing record in the last game of the season versus the Texans.
We played that entire
game. Derek had hit like 180 yards to even get the rushing title. And you know what, Derek, if you have
you said rushing record. You meant rushing title?
Rushing title, yeah, because we obviously didn't get that. But that year, we needed like 170 yards or 180 yards. And with any other back, you're like, well, probably not. But with Derek, it's like, yo, we could go do that. You know what I'm saying? Derek's that dude.
Yeah.
You know? So we go that. That's a huge highlight, getting the rushing record, getting the rushing title, excuse me, and then going on those games. That was like the most fun football I've ever been a part of.
Oh, absolutely.
By far.
You could tell we were finally gelling.
Like, yeah.
Completely. You guys are found your identity, too.
We found the groove.
Yeah, because
who knows? Because who knows? If we would have got that together at the beginning of the season, obviously we were missing our fearless leader in Taylor right there. But, fearless. You know. Wow.
I fear some things.
I feel
I get scared of the dark sometimes.
I feel like if we would have gelled that together, you know what I'm saying, we have another chance to get another 2,000-yard season. So, I mean, it's like, you know, kind of coming together and kind of going through those challenges and then just literally looking at them and breaking through those bitches.
I'm very aggressive.
I'm very aggressive.
He's a very aggressive man. Everything he does.
Everything I do. So, like, you know, that's what I love, man. We take pride in that shit.
So yeah. You guys have gotten the rushing title like 2 years in a row. Derek had the 2K season last year.
Mm-hmm.
Going, do you guys feel pressure to like get another 2,000
before
season?
You answer this, remember Vrabel. Yep. Remember Vrabel will hear all this.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get nobody. Don't be
I'm
saying
not trying
nothing.
To get people.
We're really working hard. The future's bright. Yeah. We're just going to keep, you know, working every single day.
I think it's dope that you guys have that chance to go to, you. It's like, Derek was the number 4 player in the NFL top 100. I know all that stuff. Like, I know this is all just bulletin board material for Vrabel, but it's been dope that you guys have had 2 rushing titles in a row. He had 2,000 last year, almost had the rushing record. And I know it's like, you know, you guys lost the boy. We lost the boy mid-year, and you guys are going into this season. I'm sure everybody just kind of feels like, you know, you guys would love to just break through that glass. I know you guys can't say nothing. But
the cool thing, I mean, for
run fucking left.
Run left. I mean, I think that's Roger and I take a lot of pride in like running left. Like we really want that. Like we want that pressure on us.
You
want
to carry that weight.
No question about it. Like we really think we can do special shit on that side. On our whole O-line, but like, it's even a competition on the online. Like I remember when Jack was here, like I'd be telling Jack, like, hey, just get a cut off, buddy. We'll take care of the rest. You know, like just joking with him. But you know, Jack, like obviously is a great football player and he was doing awesome shit too. I think the cool thing for me and Raj, given we're both healthy for the entire season, like this is going to be our first season completely together for the whole thing.
Yep.
Cause when he first got here, that I missed the 4 games for suspension. And then week 5 last year, I tore my ACL.
That was trash.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I mean, for me and Roger, we know we can do some cool shit together, especially when we're on the same page. Like we can do some really cool shit. So I'm really excited.
Yeah.
You hear his excitement. What's yours like?
Oh man, I'm super excited because it's just like you said, first of all, we get everybody finally together. You know, even during camp, like he couldn't always practice because of course, you know, he had the ACL injury. But as soon as he comes back, man, we're over here passing off twists. We're over here taking care of double teams. We're doing everything that we want to do. And, you know, that's kind of like what you need. You need somebody with good chemistry. It's kind of like how you do this podcast. It's not going to work if it's him and Buck.
Yeah, well.
Buck just takes his straight bullets no matter what.
I can carry a lot of shit, but I don't know if I can carry Buck. You know what I'm saying? He heavy on my back, bro.
I know what you're saying.
That's spinal injury.
It just works, and I'm super.
Put his ass down, old Yeller, bro.
But no, man, I'm just super excited for the opportunity And let's be real. I mean, we get to work with, you know, Ben again, Nate again. You know, we figure out who our right tackle is going to be, and then we're just going to ride, man. We're just going to ride. The stable's open, boys.
Stable.
The stable is open.
Might have the Clydesdale on there. The ass. What is this? The new setup. What is this?
Yeah, I don't know. They come
there's
with
a
the
new
reds.
Setup for the ads. Your boy just got decent at reading at a fourth grade level.
He's squiggling like who the
is.
And then he'll scroll down, I guess, once you say it.
Well, advertisement name. Listen, this is going to be exciting for all of you because I enjoy this clothing wear. Bare bottom clothing. All right, now we got to scroll. All right. Before you pack your next trip, check out Bare Bottom Clothing. Their lineup of versatile menswear is perfect for getting it done this summer. And we're breaking to a fall, so you know Bare Bottom Clothing got a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? They have the internet's best deal. That's the internet's best deal. All right, there's lots of deals on the internet. You can get two unbelievably soft, lightweight tech tees and a pair of stretch shorts, which are stretchy, for under $100. Don't get caught with shorts below the knees. Ridiculous if you got shorts below the knees, right? It's not the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, Rocco wears out now. You know what I'm saying? With their 5.5... What's that?
That's South Pole.
South Pole?
You remember South Pole?
Yeah. I definitely see Rod rocking that shit, dude. My man was a teenager in the 90s. With their 5.5 and 7-inch seam styles, Bare Bottom has your summer covered. Everything is built for value. You're getting the softest and stretchiest clothes in the game for a fraction of what you have to spend with the other guys. I got to read more, dude.
I'm glad you're back, dude. I
am back. Their 5-star rated shorts, swims, and tees have gained a cult-like following. Drink this, dude. It's going to be all right. A cult-like following of thousands of guys who have made Bare Bottom the MVP of their closets. Giving back is at the core of what Bare Bottom does. They donate... Hey, chill, Will. I need you to chill. They donate a school lunch to children in need for each item sold. Right? So you buy a pair of Bare Bottom shorts, feed a child. Nice. Right? Nice. You do that to the best deal on the internet. You do the two t-shirts and the shorts. Children. I don't know. That'd probably be three.
Three
children.
Probably be three children.
You'd like to think there'd be three children fed there.
Yeah.
Right? So that's people helping people. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah. One of
that's
your
how
favorites.
You,
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's probably that
we're
cool
going up.
School lunch too, right?
Oh, what's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that dope.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be like a Twinkie or like a Hostess cupcake in that nice. Thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get a free shipping on your first order of barebottomclothing.com with code BUSSIN. That's B-E-A-R, like the animal, rar. They didn't tell me to say that. I added that. That was an ad lib. Bottomclothing.com. So barebottomclothing.com. And use code BUSSIN. That's B-U-S-S-I-N. You're welcome. Help the children. Help yourself by looking fresh to death in the Bare Bottom clothing. It's truly one of the most unbelievable clothing lines out there. It's beautiful.
You're next, Raj.
You got to do it. You're going to do an ad next.
No, it'll be fine.
He's so close to the screen.
Hey, speaking of when Taylor was like, you were probably a teenager when you wore this stuff. You've been in the league how long now?
12 years.
This is going to be year 12 or 13?
12.
Not only has he been in the league for 12 years, he went to University of Indiana. So he's already didn't have a fighting chance.
You know what I'm saying? Went to fucking Indiana?
Bro, he went to Indiana. He's one of like two people in the NFL.
My O-line coach was the shit, and he was my recruiting coach, and I just couldn't tell him no.
Are you proud when you say you're from Indiana?
He's from Ohio.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, man.
I'm saying the university.
Which also, are you proud of that?
Huh?
You proud of being from Cleveland?
Yeah, I'm proud of being from Ohio.
Yeah, you see the way you said it?
Yeah. It's good. You know, I think that's part of the reason why I came to the Titans is that I'm an Ohio guy.
Oh, Vrabel.
For Vrabel, yeah.
Very nice.
Like the Paul brothers. Jake and Logan Paul.
Yeah.
You got a hard-on for those dudes lately, huh?
No, why would I have a hard-on for
them? Well, yeah, I saw on the pod.
We were just arguing about something different. I don't want to give them any more light, but...
How many more offers did you have between Indiana and who else? Who was your top five?
He probably didn't even have five. What was your top three?
Look at this man.
Nah, man.
Boy said Miami of Ohio.
Akron.
No, I wish. No MAC team would offer me. I thought that I was like damaged goods. When we started going on these trips to all these MAC schools, I never leave with an offer. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Right.
And then it was I started getting bigger offers and they thought no chance I would go over there. So
you gotta tell them to rack those numbers up though.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just give me this little piece so I know I can tell somebody I got 20 offers or 15 offers. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, IU, Northwestern, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio State.
You had an offer from Michigan and didn't go to Michigan?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, I was going to say, Michigan
fucking offered me, I'm done. Kansas offered me. But yeah, I can't go against Ohio, man. With that whole Michigan shit, bro, that Ohio-Michigan shit.
Yeah, you were a huge Ohio State fan growing up.
Oh, huge, huge, huge. But I already committed to Indiana.
And they offered you late?
Late, yeah.
Oh, you got to dip out on Indiana.
Nah, man, I got to stay at Indiana. I ended up graduating and starting all 4 years. I was in the league at 21. So no question. Like, you know, I'm looking at Big Wit, who's going to be like 40 this year. And I'm just like, man, he's playing, I think this is 16 for him. So I'm just like, damn, if I was playing until I was 40, I'd be on year 19. So, I mean, that's a lot of time.
How long do you want to play?
Oh, I want to play 4 more seasons. I've always told myself I was going to play 15 years. And then, you know, who knows what happens. If I'm still with this guy for as long as I think I'll be, then who knows where I'll be. I'll probably just say, fuck it, and keep chasing the money and chasing the dream.
15
of them pieces.
How long are you trying to play?
As long as until the wheels fall off.
You want to play until the wheels fall off?
Until the fucking wheels fall off.
He wants the decision made for him.
Yeah. I want them to say sorry. I want them to go like this and go, sorry, son.
It's over.
You know what I'm saying?
It's over. He's going to have everything. He's like workman's comp on fucking everything.
Yeah, make sure to file up. Hey, make sure to file that stuff too now, that workman's comp.
Yeah, I got you for this little piece right here, dude.
What do you think? Like, what's helped you stay in the league so long?
Oh, dude, we talk about it all the time. Taking care of your body, bro. Taking care of your body is huge. I didn't used to do it before. And because like we said, when you're young, you're able to drink and go straight to practice and be completely fine. Mm-hmm. You're able to work out, overwork out and be completely fine the next day. You could play a game on Sunday and been doing cartwheels on Monday like nothing had ever happened.
Nothing ever happened.
But after a few injuries, I started like, man, I got to really attack this thing. I started eating better. I started taking care of myself. Started doing the IVs with Bobo. Man, I just felt so much better. And I have not had
Knock at home any, and subscribe and leave a comment. Leave a comment, leave a comment, say knock knock.
After having just some terrible injury prone years, I haven't played less than 15 games every season for the last like 5-6 years. That's huge.
That's huge.
Especially being a lineman, dude.
That's a tough deal.
Yeah, man.
Tough deal to play all 16. Tough deal. 15.
How long were you on the Rams?
9 years.
What was it like playing on the Rams?
Dude, it was...
well-put, open-ended question.
Well, there's a lot, I feel like, that went on with his tenure at the Rams because they obviously got good by the time he left, but going through some shit.
The first 2 years. The first year we were going to go... possibly go to the playoffs at 8-8. We lost to the Seahawks. That's when they went 7-9. Mm-hmm. And thank God we lost, because then we went to see that beast mode run, because that shit was awesome.
That shit was second best run I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then next thing you know, the next year, bro, we go 2-14. I tear a pec in the weight room. I was like thankful. Like it was that.
Yeah,
bad.
2-14.
2-14 was terrible.
When was your first win?
Isn't it awful being on a shitty team like that?
Shoot, terrible. I think it was.
Been there.
You're like, please just take me.
Take me on the field.
Like hovering. Please, God.
Yeah.
Aliens beam down. Tom Cruise.
Right? This is IR, right? Like you just jammed your thumb. Like put me on IR.
Yeah. I gotta end this, right?
It was awful. It was awful. And then when Fisher came, like we were kind of like that middle of the pack team where we couldn't get to 8-8 to save our life. In fact, 1 year we went 7-8-1. Played San Francisco, played for 75 minutes and nobody could score. It was awful. It was terrible.
God.
So McVay comes in, he's like, yo, we're going to bring some help into the O-line. I said, all right, now people are thinking, cause people got to put some value in the O-line, man.
Yeah.
And then
McVay's a beast, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of McVay.
Then he starts bringing hardworking like wide receivers over, like Robert Woods, who will sell out to block for the running back.
Love that.
For a touchdown. And then you bring in Cooper Kupp, who's just a workman just the whole time. And like,
yeah, teeth like Jared, you.
He started diversifying everything for us. So, bro, the way that we were looking back then with the run game and the play action game and the passing, bro, we were dominant.
Yeah, you guys are pretty electric for those few years. I mean, they're still legit ass team.
Yeah. Oh, what was there's always rumors and stuff that McVay and Goff didn't always see eye to eye.
Well, at first I think that it was perfect, but you know, as you keep going on, you know, we're starting to see that they lost a bunch of us on the O-line. Then after that, you start seeing guys leaving on defense. You know, it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same feel. So yeah. what's gonna enter the void? It's gonna be some arguments. It's gonna be some things that just aren't explained. And then, you know, you just got to go out and do the job. So eventually, they ended up trading Goff. But you know, he's resilient. He's made some big time throws. And if you saw like the way that he dislocated his thumb. Or broke his thumb and was able to come back and play anyway. He's a tough dude, man. I've seen him take some big shots and keep up and keep going.
You talking about Goff, right?
Yeah,
Goff. Okay. Because I know Stafford, he's like the same way.
Yeah, Stafford's a stud.
Yeah.
You seen that play where he like hurt himself? He got hurt, like hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he went out for one play. He's like, I can throw, and threw the game winner right there.
Yeah, he's a,
I think he's a stud, dude. He's a stud. Sucks. Yeah, the Rams are going to be a bit of a deal this year.
I think that division's probably the hardest.
NFC West?
Yeah. You got the Niners, the Rams.
It's pretty close. I mean, even the percentages for people trying to say who's gonna take it all. I think it was like 29, 27, 20.
Yeah, bro. Like it's
19 or something.
It's gonna be a war in like, that division.
Check that map.
Check that map.
Carrying the one. I'm like, oh fuck. What do you think? Is that probably the hardest division, or do you think there's another division that's harder?
Man, I really think it's the NFC West this year.
You get the NFC East.
that Washington football team now, they got a defensive line.
They got a little squad now.
They got a little squad over there.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
And then they got, who'd they bring in? Fitzpatrick. He's a beast.
I love Fitzpatrick.
I mean, like,
bro,
you
he's
know,
a stud.
He's electric. Fun to watch.
He's a fun guy to watch.
Yeah, and then they got that defense over there, that D line with Chase Young.
Bro, Chase Young is enormous out here.
Matt, don't see what sweat either, dude. He's a stud also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Chase Young on the bus.
We tried.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Hey, before, I guess we can do it. Hey, you're up. Wow. Are we going to throw him into this one? We're going to throw him into cross country mortgage?
Go ahead, Will.
I'll take the cross country.
Or if you want, hey, I can do it again.
I would love for you to take cross country mortgage.
Dude. First off, I just want to say you're welcome.
On cross country mortgage.
Oh, I'm reading a book. Oh, and there ain't no pictures in this thing, dude.
There's some good information.
There's some good information here. Let's make sure we get it all. We're reading every fucking word here. Yeah. Ad hasn't started yet, so I can curse. Pray for me. Cross Country Mortgage is much like us at Barstool, a people first group of people. What? They are dedicated to the fundamentals of mortgage lending, which result in fast, convenient, and less stressful home financing and refinancing experience. Nailed it. Rates are unbelievably low. Don't pay the bank more money than you need to! ! Our friends over at Cross Country Mortgage make it super simple to figure out how much you can save on a monthly basis and over the life of your loan. The numbers can be staggering, and you don't know how much you can save unless you actually talk to an expert and figure it out. Dude, these guys, first off, side note. Cross Country Mortgage is a super passionate group because they obviously wrote this, and there's an exclamation at the end of every damn sentence here. All right. Click here, swipe up to learn more about your finance and connect with your team over at Cross Country Mortgage, who will make the process as painless and simple as possible and help you keep your money in your pocket so you can do fun things like subscribe and rate 5 stars to the Bustin' with the Boys.
Yep.
Buy some merch with Bustin' with the Boys.
Go to the big game.
Go to the big
game. Watch the boys run left.
Buy a hot dog. I can do a whole bunch of things. Scroll back up, Alex. I'm reading every word of this ad. Go back.
They need to make this less painful and more simple. Go ahead. Hey, homeowner part.
If you're a homeowner... If you're a homeowner and haven't refinanced recently, you may be leaving thousands, if not tens of thousands, heck, who knows, could be hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table over the life of the loan that could be working for you in other places like a makeover and a second or investment home purchases. If you want to become a real estate investor or maybe just have a boatload of cash in your pocket. I thought they actually wanted you to get a boat. A boatload of cash in your pocket. Ooh. To gamble on your favorite sports teams like the Tennessee Titans. Mm. All right. Rates are at all time lows. May never get this low again. They might not. All right, they might never do it again, so now is the time to do it with Cross Country Mortgage. Call today for a fast free quote. Our partners will save you a lot of money. Call today and your friends at Cross Country Mortgage will give you a free home evaluation that is free to you just for calling. Just like the all-star athlete, Cross Country Mortgage pushes themselves through the entire lending process. If they get blocked,
we're going to pause this ad read for a second. This ad is brought to you by Bussin' with the Boys. And we just start doing an ad read within the ad read. Now back to the ad read.
They figure out ways to get around the ball, or get the ball over the line. It's really strong that Cross Country Mortgage has decided to make themselves seem like professional athletes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a strong statement.
But they are pros over there.
They are pros over there.
They handle themselves like pros.
Thousands, tens of thousands, heck, who knows, even 100,000s. Mm. Don't miss the window as rates are expected to creep up. That's TLC. Reach out to them and see what they can do for you. And wait, please listen to the whole ad read. Don't skip over this. And when you connect with Cross Country Mortgage, tell them Barstool sent you. And also tell them the boy sent
you.
Tell right? Don't generalize it. Sure. Say, you listen to this ad read. You've gutted through this. Make sure you do it. All right. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool to learn more about your future home buying experience or refinance your current mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 33029, all loans subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Phenomenal.
Don't clap for that.
Could you?
Don't clap for that.
I know. Once we saw Cross Country, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know if we can throw him to that one.
I don't want you to have to do that one, Raj. I'll lay on that sword for you.
Appreciate
what's this one?
That's a fight camp one. It's something we have to do right now. He's just bringing that up.
Bless up, cuz.
Where were we? What were we talking about?
We were talking about his time with the Rams.
There was something in my brain, and I was like,
I'll go. So when you were leaving the Rams, at one point, you actually end up going to the Raiders, but that didn't work out. What was that situation all about?
That's exactly what I was trying to... Good shit, dude.
See? Chemistry.
Good shit, bro.
Chemistry. Hey. It works.
Buck would never have done that.
I know, never. He never would.
Yeah.
basically, I was done with the season.
Was this?
I think it was 2014.
Okay.
I think it was 2014.
My rookie year.
Second year. It was 2014. We had just got done with the season, and I was literally like kind of talking with, you know, the Rams guy, but we were kind of cash poor over there. So they didn't have a lot of money, which is the same situation that I kind of went through when I went through with the Titans.
Yeah.
So I went out to test free agency. It was looking like Tampa was going to be the guys. They were going to be the guys.
Very hot down there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very hot, which, you know, I thought about immensely.
Were you like, fuck?
Yeah.
I'll do it, but fuck.
That's my belt.
Exactly. And then, you know, I get another offer that just jumped theirs, you know, and it was a really, really high offer. In fact, I was going to be the highest paid offensive lineman in the league.
Okay.
And then
offensive lineman or guard?
Offensive lineman.
Oh, wow.
I was going to get more than,
at the time, it was probably Trent Williams.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Trent at that time.
Was it the five-year deal?
Trent was on a six-year deal.
Right.
You know, yeah, first round guys had the longer deal. So I had the 4-year deal, and then it was somebody coming out of Miami, Brandon, the left tackle. He was coming out. Eugene Monroe was coming out, and they were all getting these pretty big deals, but it was around like 36 to 38, and I was in like the 40s.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so next thing you know, they're all about it. They're like ready to roll out the red carpet, everything. I go over there, I'm getting ready to sign, test me on my physical. They're like, doctor says everything's good. And then the coaches, I'm talking to all the coaches, I'm talking to everybody, and everybody's still in good spirits. And then next thing you know, like the lawyer of the owner just like comes into the room with my agents in there, and he's like, yo, no deal. We're failing him on his physical.
What?
No deal. Yeah. We're failing him on the physical?
What did they fail you for?
They said they failed me for my shoulder. They said they failed me for my shoulder. So
what do you think it was?
Lawyer comes in, yo, no deal.
It was buyer's remorse because I was higher than any other.
They like thought, athlete. Oh, we fucked this deal. We did too much.
Yes, they thought that they gave me too much because I was making more than everybody. But I was going there to play left tackle.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I was going there to play left tackle. So, you know, I get failed on my physical. The deal with Tampa's gone. So
they signed somebody else?
Yes. Yes. Who did they sign back then? I'm
talking about the phrase "fuck me to tears." That's wild.
Yeah, they signed a DN. They signed a DN, and that they get, we went back to Tampa, and Tampa was like, we don't have any money left. We just gave away the deal.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, and so he went. so I'm calling back, and I'm talking to Fisher, and my agent's got him on speakerphone and everything. He's like, yo, like things didn't work out with Oakland. We're thinking about coming back, and then he's like, people start cheering and shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't understand what was going on. So they brought me back, got me on a 5-year deal, and I basically lost probably like $14 million on the deal.
Wow.
Because they got buyer's remorse last fucking minute.
Jesus, dude.
How pissed were you?
Oh man, at first I was pissed, and then, you know, I got like kind of taken around and shit, and I was just like, fuck this, dude. Like, it wasn't the bee's knees. This was before Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was staying in like one of the hotels, and like, I didn't even know where the fuck I was.
Hey, he's probably in that extended stay.
Yeah, dude, that was weird.
I'm telling you.
Oakland,
extended
now.
Stay, that Alameda.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, you know, at the end of the day, everything works out for a reason, you know, got to go to the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? Got to see some more success with the Rams. Thought I was going to be a lifer. And then after that, you know, they said they didn't have any money again. And this was after they gave Rob Havenstein his money. I was like, ah, shit, it's probably not looking good in the cards right now. Super happy for Rob, by the way. But then after that, man, when they told me they couldn't give me anything, I started going on. Dude, the Tennessee Titans were the first ones that were there. And, dude, they went to battle with like 4 or 5 different teams. And you knew that when it came down to Tennessee or Houston, they weren't going to let Houston hit me. So they jumped up and got me. So it was, everything works out for a reason, man.
The thing that's wild is I remember being in California and I heard that we're like, someone tweeted like Roger Saffold is like being courted by the Titans, not those specific words. So right. I tweeted at Raj.
Right. People wanted you. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, are you ready to be best friends?
Yeah.
And he kind of ghosted me for a day. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, but I didn't know that you guys were actually talking at that time, like legit, like close to a deal. And the next day he signed. And he tweets at me and goes, I'm ready to be best friends. So is that hard for you to hear? Man.
No, I know that's, I know you're up and down like that. Like, when I see it happen, like, Taylor, he's got to do his thing. Like, dang. I know what the real game is.
Yeah, okay.
I know the real
game. I'm like a dog, dude. I'll run out the front door, but I'll come back.
Yeah.
Run out the front door, start sniffing some shit, like, and come back.
You know where home is.
You guys are extremely close until that play happened.
Yeah,
we'll play.
And then you know the play.
That no, right, when I was yes. the Raiders? Okay, bro. We're bringing that back up.
Remember, circle back.
Remember when everybody FaceTimed you on
bro,
the
plane? Oh, my
that
God.
Was,
bro, dude,
that shit was,
that shit was hilarious.
The fucking plane. I'm just sitting there like, fuck, man.
Roger's sitting there
bad.
Just chilling. Like,
you thought, oh, man, he might feel the type of way. And well, Taylor's like, hey, you close?
I fuck with you, man.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
And that shit was funny, though, because the whole defense was sitting behind me. And I showed everybody the play, and then we FaceTimed you, and they all just started losing it.
Dog. So they like, Taylor had me on FaceTime and he goes, what did you say? Like, hey, can you hear me well? And then he goes, hey, can you see this? And he flips the camera on. They got the iPad pulled out already with the game up. And he just plays the first play in front of everybody. Everybody's like, we're all laughing, having a good time.
But, yeah.
Dog, when I couldn't finish it earlier, but when I landed on the ground, you know, like when you fall and you're literally, like, you want to get up so fast that it doesn't even look like you fell down. That's how I was feeling when that happened. Cause that was the first play. And I'm like, God fucking damn it.
Oh,
dude.
Wow.
I know. Sorry. I apologize. But that's how, like, you know,
well, I keep going.
It was embarrassing, man.
Yeah. It was.
I was like, man, not in front of the boys like this.
Dude, that was tough.
Not in front of my wife. She's in the States.
What was worse, that? Or showing up in the locker room after you guys lost with all them jerseys.
Bro, I had a lot of jerseys, man. 15? I just knew when I was going in the locker room, like, I just knew I was going to be misunderstood.
Yeah.
So there's really no way for me to talk about it because he had to like address the team, like break it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're waiting on you.
And there's I can't give context, background, nothing. It looks like I threw the game.
Hold all the jerseys, kind of put them to the side.
Because the way you go into the locker room there is like you go up all the stairs, right? Once you get to the top of the stairs, you just go straight into the locker room. Oh, so they're all sitting there in the locker room. They're literally just looking at the double doors open with the top of the stairs. Yeah, and so I'm like, you know, my cleats are going up the stairs, and I get to the top of the stairs, and I got all these jerseys. I was like, oh, my bad, coach. I set the jerseys down. I came over and just took a knee. And he's like, does the thing where he's like looking. And then he just looks at the group and then starts just addressing the team. But you just knew everybody was like, because they were waiting on me. The dude, remember I was out there with you guys. And they're like, hey, you got to go. Like, the team is brought up.
Yeah, you were.
And
you
I was like, all right, yeah, I got to go.
He was hanging.
He was borderline molested out there.
Yeah. The boys love you.
Yeah. But I was that was a tough little moment.
Says a lot about the boy Will and any of these NFL owners that are listening to the podcast. Will does bring a team together now.
I appreciate that.
Hey,
man.
The boy does.
When we would we'd travel, right, or play teams every week, obviously, and we'd be warming up as the backers. And there's usually somebody on the other team that I just know, and we're like over dapping each other up. And my linebacker coach is like, "You're just like the fucking mayor of the NFL. Like, you literally know everybody."
How good that feel when he said that?
I just smiled, you know.
Yeah, brand new teeth. Yeah, I appreciate it. Let them things out. Let them things live. Are we doing? This is another ad.
Time flies.
Boy, we are
fun.
Just repping these ads out, dude. I know. Here we go, Raj.
Hey, you're
up.
Do you
want me to hit this one too?
All right.
Now, hang on. Who are we shouting out first?
Fight Camp.
Okay, there we go.
All right, Fight Camp, the camp of fight. Have you ever wanted to learn how to box or kickbox from real fighters? Do you want to get your kids involved in a fitness journey with you while teaching them the valuable skill? Fight Camp brings the boxing and kickboxing gym right to your home with full body workouts that you'll actually look forward to and a freestanding punching bag that can take your hardest hits.
Not Rogers.
It comes with all the gear you need to box at home, including a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and their unique punch tracking sensors that challenge you to hit minimum amount of punches each round and allow you to track your boxing and kickboxing journey so you can see all the progress you're making.
Kind of mess with this.
Man, this is great for kids. Really great for kids.
Love that.
Fight Camp, great for kids, is one of the only home workouts that are safe for kids to do because there are no heavy weights and spinning wheels. As soon as most people get their Fight Camp bag, the kids are always the first to walk up and want to try it.
Ooh.
Learn from not one, not two, not three, but six highly qualified trainers.
Adler.
All with real fight experience, ranging from a pro MMA fighter and mother of two to a kickboxing champion.
Wow.
Fight Camp uses new tech that tracks each punch you throw to measure speed, volume, and output so you can follow your progress. Push yourself, compete on the community leaderboard, might have missed a word there, and challenge others, or do you verse you on the new verse mode.
I would have ended it there. If they hit me with do you verse you, I probably would have left the bus. Hey, good on you.
You can pay for your Fight Camp over 24 months or less than the cost of a boxing gym and get it right away. Plus, Fight Camp offers free shipping within a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/bussin.
Bussin.
You did well.
Thanks,
man. You did good. You did good.
It's just kind of like, you know, like you guys, you have your ad-libs that you put in there that are really, really nice. They give texture to your ad.
Right. You know what I mean? You want to feel the ad.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What I just did is the shit that we always do as athletes. You know, we read those little PSAs, just like you read that PSA at the airport.
Bro, I hear that all the time.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
I have arrived with that shit, boys.
Hi,
left tackle for the Tennessee
Taylor
Titans.
Taylor LaWan.
Yeah.
Left tackle for the Tennessee Titans.
No. It was way more fluid than that.
How many takes did that?
Lots of texts all the time, dude. I get guys like, hey,
how many takes did that take?
Oh, that one not very many.
Oh, I'm texting all the time, man.
People gas my ass up with them things.
That's a self-suck.
That is 100% a self-suck.
Ding.
Dude, people do hit me up all the time. Okay, let's go back to how many texts
we got.
They sent like seven of them things, and I just read them over and over and over again, then did it. One take LaWan, dude. If I get to read the thing, it's no problem.
Yeah.
But you got to put me to read on the spot. That's probably my biggest fear was. Now I do this podcast, it doesn't really bother me anymore.
Heart races a little bit. When
it does.
I don't know if I could do like news anchor. Like
hell no,
no,
bro.
That
thing
hell
is just
no.
Rolling.
No.
That thing is rolling.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that, dude. I wouldn't want to do that. There's a lot of things you can do outside of football, and some of the things you do outside of football is you own your own gaming company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk to us about that. How like
big? Smooth,
we all grew up and our parents
transition.
Smooth
transition. Keep it going. I apologize for interrupting, but I had to, bro.
So suck.
Smooth with smooth. All right,
let's go. Yeah. So when we grew up as kids, you play video games. Your parents are like, I don't know why you're doing this. You're never going to make money off that, blah, blah, blah. Times have changed, mom and dad. All right, get with the fucking times.
Yeah,
because you own your own company. How that talk to, like? How do you even start that? When did it start?
For one, it was scary as shit because you guys know that when you go to the symposium, all they talk about is how everybody lose their money by doing shit like this.
Right. 30 for 30. Or
putting in some damn studio or some shit trying to get into the music game. I've done both. Yeah. So
my man was at a symposium. They said, don't do this. He goes, all right, bet.
Oh, let's not even get started with that. I had a whole spiel and I'll get right back to the topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
We like you can go anywhere you want with this podcast.
Don't get you started, but go ahead and start.
I'm talking to these kids about social media, and next thing you know, the kid that was asking the question about social media is on a private jet with his chain on, sipping on something. And I'm just like, I literally just told this kid, like, not even on close friends, like, do not do this. I told him that the day before. That next day, he went off and did his own shit. So it's hard to tell young kids what to do.
Kids nowadays, am I right? Yeah. Private jets.
But no, listen. They also said this, which I did take personally, which is invest in something that you're passionate in. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was very passionate into the gaming. All right. I invented it. Okay.
You invented a game?
I invented Rise Nation. I invented this. So I didn't buy it from nobody.
Okay. What do we
started off streaming our gaming on Twitch, which Twitch is probably the biggest leader when it comes to streaming, which YouTube is trying to get into that as well. But I started on Twitch. Somebody came up with the idea, like, hey, start your own team. We did this before. It was considered a sport from ESPN. And then next thing you know, we're just growing organically, and it doesn't cost that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just kids playing games. And, you know, they're winning like $10,000. You know, you take a certain percentage, but, you know, you make sure the kids are making money. You take all of the marketing for selling jerseys, controllers, energy drinks, like all that stuff.
You take all the marketing.
Yeah, you take all the marketing. Because they take a big chunk home. Like,
them kids got to union up.
Yeah. They already control. They already have a lot of control.
Really?
In all the leagues. It's pretty crazy. But, you know, I got into that and then it just exploded. We got into the Sports Business Journal for being, I was the only active player to be in esports at all. The only other person was Rick Fox.
This was at the time?
Yeah, at that time. So it was Rick Fox, and then Shaquille O'Neal started getting into it, and A-Rod started getting into it. OBJ started getting into it, and then it just.
Kenny Vaccaro was also in that, right?
Yes,
right.
Kenny Vaccaro got into it after me. Which he was no. He did a good job with marketing for his team, and his team is pretty much on this game Destiny, which don't have a league just yet, but all these competitive games are becoming.
What is Destiny? Is it like a
first person shooter?
Being dummied in the comments right now.
God, hey, look, I don't know the games like that. You want to pop on Nintendo 64?
First
bet
or Rocket League
or Rocket League, right. Catch them hands.
Oh yeah, you got Rocket League down packed.
Yeah, bro. We do Rocket the League.
But so it's Destiny. So Destiny is like this like space first person shooter, and he was doing great with that. He was partnered with Twitch and everything. So shout out to Kenny for that, man.
Shout out to Kenny. Yeah, this is Destiny right here on the YouTube thing.
Yep. But I started off with Call of Duty, and I'm talking about Call of Duty 4 when the mania started.
So are you still in it?
Yeah, I'm still in it. I'm still in it. I'm not.
Oh yeah, yeah. Boy got big. I'm not going to put the boy's stuff out there, but he got some shit going on now.
Okay.
I still got a ton of contacts with Call of Duty, and I'm definitely trying to get a franchise with them next year because of COVID just messed everything up. And then also Valorant. My Valorant squad is like one of
your
the
top. What squad?
Valorant.
Valorant. So
another game come out that's just like almost like search and destroy. You know, you only got one life. You know, you dead for the round.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
question.
Like Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
I love Rainbow Six.
Yeah, there
you
go. Just like
look
that.
At you guys finding common ground.
Just like that. But Gears of War 2, I mean, we got everything.
Well, how did COVID mess up video games?
That's what I was
Well, what it did is it made all of the streaming way better. Mm-hmm. But nobody got to go to live events. So they're still not making as much money as they could have been making.
Live
so
events is where the cash is at?
Yeah. So when it came to expanding the league, which they wanted to bring four more teams on, they were like, yo, we're just going to stick with these 12 teams until we're able to upgrade again. And we want you to own a franchise because everybody knows you in the space. So we're like, okay, we'll be down for that. And now my Valorant squad is—they're already on their way. They've already qualified to be in like LAN tournaments. They're going to be at the Staples Center playing. We've had a Street Fighter guy who won everything. He was best Street Fighter player in the world, and he was from freaking Brazil.
Yeah.
I got Vietnamese players, Canadians, guys in the UK. My boy's
international.
Yeah, we're international. So it's really exciting. It's really exciting.
How do you find talent? Like, how do you find these dudes to make a team?
The thing is like players these days, they're only playing from like 18 to like 27. Once you start to get to a certain age, you start trying to like leave the game but still be a part of it, kind of like we do. So instead of going into broadcasting and shit, they're like, oh, let me be your scouting guy for this game. Let me be your person who's like a manager for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been using it like that, and we've been finding all these people. And when we send people out to look for like these top gamers, and maybe they don't have an org yet, they just kind of just funnel right into us. So we got really lucky. We had one of the top Madden player in the world, and then he left us because he got a fucking job with EA Sports. I'm like, I can't compete with that shit.
Yeah, I can't compete. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's in the game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's literally in the game.
Why do kids stop playing at 27? I feel like that's a game, like, what, do they get tendonitis in the thumbs?
No, your reaction time.
What?
Your reaction time. These young kids that come up playing, they're what they call cracked. They're able to just move and lock on to anything that moves. Just
yeah,
so
he's
much
smiling. You know what
that
is? You know what crack is? Yeah. Not crack, the drug. You know what I'm talking about? He's talking about.
You crack. Know what he's talking about? You're a gamer like that?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I've been gaming like COD 4, dude.
How old are you?
26. Oh, so yeah, one more year.
So right, though.
You're about to be over the hill.
Truth. It's the truth.
It's the reaction time. And it's getting younger. I'd be like 14. Yeah. Like 20-year-olds, too.
Just crack. Ridiculous. Just ridiculously good at the game. And now these guys are starting to do these multi-platforms where they can let PC guys get into it. The PC guys are even crazier.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of different shit with them.
I don't know how they make their fingers move like that. Like, I stopped trying to play the guitar because I kept fucking my hands up.
Right.
Football, you know what I'm saying? Fuck. Can't do shit.
Dude, that's some wild shit. Yeah, I didn't know that the reaction thing was like
industry.
That.
Yeah. So how do you make money?
Oh, dude, you win championships. They have championships that have for millions of dollars. At the end of the year, usually the season ends around July, August, and then after that it starts back up again around January. It's complete madness. I've been to these events. I mean, people go crazy. They dress up like characters. They're fanboys. These kids that are on these teams are like superstars, but they're not superstars on like Instagram. It's all on Twitter. So you'll see some random guy that plays Call of Duty. He'll have like 200,000 people following him.
Really?
To watch his clips of him just killing people.
Bro, and that's insane shit.
You can get paid as an individual. You get paid as an individual, like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, if Bust with the Boys sponsors somebody, you're paying to be advertised on their Twitch stream?
I guess so.
Seth on Optic, he got sponsored by, like, I think it was Brisk. Like Brisk tea.
It's delicious drink.
Brisk iced tea.
Yeah.
Like, he had his own Brisk Ice Tea. Like this is crazy.
So why would an individual come and be on your team if they can be individually sponsored and just stream Twitch?
Oh, well, that's because that's what they have the same competitive, you know, kind of vibes that we have. You know what I mean? So they want to compete still. They don't want to just be a streamer because they feel like they get bored.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Ninja's able to do this because...
Ninja's the dude with the colorful
hair,
right?
Because he could do all
on the cover
of
ESPN.
That.
It's crazy.
He could do all that and just have a great time being on just that space. But also, he's not good enough to be on a squad to be able to get competitive like that.
Oh, so he's washed.
Dude, his the
So he's
kids,
just an influencer.
Yeah, he's
an
just
influencer,
an influencer.
Streamer. Because
there's kids on the game that are so much better. You see him go to like big time events. I think that he had a huge Vegas event where he was going like head to head with some of these guys and he lost most of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Ninja, overrated.
Yeah,
Roger Saffold said that.
Yeah, Roger Saffold now.
Personality.
Take you a long way, that personality. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He started really popping when he had that blue raspberry hair.
Right. Yeah, I know who you're talking about for sure.
You good?
Yeah. Looks I'm like just thinking about this whole
it?
Game.
It's like you were digesting.
I'm like thinking in my mind like what it's like running that entire operation of
it's
the
also,
gaming world.
And when thinking. It comes to investors, it's hard because, you know, everybody wants to get in, especially like other athletes, but like if you're not really in it or if you expect too much out of it too fast, you guys know how it goes.
You're playing the long game with it.
Yeah, I'm playing the long game.
I just feel like you have to really like invest in like getting dudes on your team who are going to win you these titles. So you're taking like risk building mm-hmm. a team, and then if you don't win, you're like fuck.
Well,
and
you lose.
Our team's kind of underwater right now.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing about franchises, because it's going to be like the profit is going to be split among all the teams. So you got so much profit sharing going on that guys are still making money regardless.
Okay.
Yeah, and once I own these franchises, I'm gonna be like fucking Amy or something, man.
But if you don't win championships, how else do you make money outside of championships?
Oh, the marketing is just ridiculous. Okay. And they also have in-game app purchases where we take a percentage of what we spend on the actual game. So they'll bring in like a camouflage weapon, a different skin for your character.
They'll
do a banner or something like that. And because my team is red, black, and white, people love that color scale. So we just get bought even when people don't even know the game.
So you can make your own banners and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You can make a boss with a boys banner?
Bro, that would be freaking sick.
That'd be dope. Yeah, like you get some little creative stuff.
We got to do it.
I'll go on the interweb.
Yeah.
Do it for like Fortnite, fucking Wolfskin. Just go crazy.
Wolfskin.
I know.
That fired you up, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But the bus with the boys banner hanging, I think.
Yeah, bro. Be sick, man.
Really do it. Really set it off.
Can you trade kids? Like, can you trade somebody to a different company?
Oh yeah, I've done that multiple times.
Really?
I've had teams.
You enjoy that way too much. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Because it's crazy. Like what I'm telling you. Like I'm like in ownership. I feel like I'm one of like these NFL,
like Amy.
Yes, like
John,
like J Rob. Because literally, I've had people that like
Roger Saffold says he is J Rob.
That's the quote.
I've had kids want to go to these different teams, and then it's like that new team has to buy them out. They have to pay me to take them because they have to buy them out of their contracts.
My man's Manchester United out here, dude.
It really is. Are they hardworking?
Oh man, I've had to teach some of these guys how to be men, how to help take care of themselves,
counseling,
how to be cool with their money. But other people are douches and they got to leave. And then there's other people that, you know, really rise up. And then I'll send money over like, give me this guy. You don't want him. All they do is talk shit about him.
Damn. Could I give you some advice?
What's that?
On an example of the show of hard work?
What's that?
Georgia Boot. The world's hardest working and most comfortable boot in America. Georgia Boot is America's hardest working boot.
Oh,
and for 80
God.
Years, Georgia's been making boots that work as hard as you do. Tough enough for your job, cool enough for everything else. Georgia Boot makes super good looking and super comfortable boots. So comfortable, you never want to take them off, even when you're gaming. I like looking good, and so do the boys. And when we're wearing these boots, everyone's asking, hey, where do you get these boots? How can we have these boots? How can you game in these boots? It has the comfort technology of an athletic shoe packed into a great looking boot. Great looking boots that are wildly comfortable at a price you can afford. Whether you're working on your feet all day, gaming, working around the house, grilling out with your boys, playing football, these boots won't sacrifice comfort or style. Georgia Boot offers the best work boots, wedges, and loggers around. Whether you need a waterproof boot, steel toe, soft toe, square toe, met guard, non-puncture shank, non-slip sole, or a cleat, they've got it all.
Head over
to georgiaboot.com and use code BUSSIN for 20% off. That's B-U-S-S-I-N for 20% off. Georgia Boot. Shout out to boys.
First of all.
Well, he's the best ad reader of all of us.
I mean, shout out to Ben Jones, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
Boot? I mean, I feel like that's his guy.
He would be a great ambassador for Georgia Boot.
Yeah, for real.
Georgia Boot, and if you are listening to this, like, Raj is not he's not bullshitting right there. Like,
yeah, bro.
Ben Jones would be a move.
He would be a move.
He needs to be a little more active on Instagram for him, I think, but he'd be a move.
Man, Ben got that personality.
He does.
Ben's got that good personality.
He'd wear those boots that we have. He'd wear them on the plane.
Oh, really?
He'd bottle the boots.
You should wear them on the plane.
Probably. I'll wear them.
Yeah. You should. Yeah.
I'll wear the hell out of them things, boss. I'll walk more than 10 miles in them things, comfortable as hell.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, baby.
I'll walk the hell out of them things, dude. Georgia Boot rips.
And they're fashionable. You love fashion, too.
Oh, man.
What's up with the fashion? What's up with the fashion obsession?
Okay, so growing up, obviously.
MTV?
Nobody cries.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have a lot of money. So I didn't have a lot of money for clothes. I used to have to wear fucking Buddy Riddell's. Like,
I don't know what a Buddy Riddell is.
It's a shoe. And it's pretty bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pull up some Buddy Riddell's for the boy.
Yeah.
And then like I got like one pair of like Black Forces. I got one pair of shoes like a year.
Fire.
So it was tough. So then of course I get to the league, start getting all these shoes, start getting known for shoes and hats. Then after that, I'm like, you know, I want to like wear nice suits. Like, this is something I didn't really have. So I'm like, I want to get these nice custom suits. After the custom suits came, then came the clothing. I started shedding, like my body started leaning out a ton so I could start wearing that stuff. And then I just went all in. Look at how ugly that fucking shoe is.
You were killing them then, things.
I think those hit, dude.
Get the fuck. Would you stop?
Those were the shoes that I wear in kickball. Murder the ball.
Yeah, no question. Look at the size of that toe. That thing's a wide toe shoe. You're hitting all the things on that.
Yeah, you kill it now. It's like, dude, I'll tell you what. The Titans, I would say, are probably got to be like the most fashionable team in the NFL. This year, I feel like I do think this year when the boys are traveling, everyone's going to be competing. Everyone's going to be competing.
Might be.
I think you got D-Han, you got Julio, you got AJ, you got Roger. Are you about to get in the mix? Whew.
I mean, I feel like I'm not into fashion. Taylor, the boy.
Hey, look at the boy. Hey, look at him.
Look at him.
Hey, Taylor went ahead and he was like, perfect caption.
Is that what he said?
he's on there somewhere, man.
Ice water for a person that is true.
Jeez, man. You should be at the top. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's probably sitting
there. Says I liked it, though. That's a big thing, too.
You definitely commented.
Anytime my teammates post anything, I like it no matter what. And I try to throw a comment there every single time.
It's crazy, man. You should just
want to wear a person.
Yeah.
Okay, Beaks.
As far as like the fashion thing goes, you say throwing yourself in the mix. I'm not into fashion because like from the sense that fashion, I think by definition is forward, right? Like it's like what's coming up next? What's the next thing? I just like what I like.
I'm saying like putting money into like looking nice.
Yeah.
You at the CMAs. What was CMA, CMTs?
Oh, yeah. Them CMAs? Things. Yeah, CMT Awards.
CMT Awards.
What were you wearing then?
Oh, you didn't see the boy?
I was wearing some floral pants. I had some shit going on now.
Nice. I like that.
What was out there?
Like, to me, that's what I'm saying.
I told you, I like the Miami fashion. Fit. The Miami fit.
The Miami
you
fit's hard.
The
yeah.
Miami fit was hard.
I don't even know if I posted it. I don't think I did.
You got to where you're hugging the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the hugging the wall. Go up right there. Boom.
Hell yes. Hell
oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
God, I am one sexy motherfucker, dude. It is crazy. 310 never looks so good. Yeah. She goes, like, hey, I go in there. She goes, all right, let's just get a couple photos of you standing. And I was like, nope. And I just started doing whatever.
Yeah. You know? Like, nope, you're not going to make me feel awkward just standing still.
Yeah. So, yeah, that fashion stuff, cool.
That was very nice.
Thanks, man. Roger didn't like it.
I did like it.
Those are nice. Hey, that's a good start. That's a good start.
Nah, bro.
That's cute.
Nah, bro.
That's a good
I'm
effort right
that
there.
White jacket, big time.
Nah, I appreciate
and then the
floral
that. Pants,
yeah.
Really tight.
That's the
together.
Fucking energy I'm looking for.
Now, listen to this.
Okay.
Though. Listen to this.
Go
though.
Ahead.
You kind of reminded me of Post Malone a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
the shades.
Yeah.
A little bit length of your hair.
I was young.
What are you doing?
Singing Post Malone. White Iverson.
All right.
Yeah.
You like a White Iverson, huh?
Yeah.
Does he always wear these shoes?
What's that?
These shoes. You wear these shoes all the time or just on the bus?
The Monarchs?
I wear them all the time. I mean, look at them. They look like I put some miles on them.
I mean, that's like gym teacher. Like, you got to change that. You got to change that for sure.
You know what's happening?
Why do I got to change that?
I don't know.
Roger.
That Popeye shit is fucking hard. I would wear some nice ass Jordan 1s with that shit.
Oh, it does have texture to it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Hey, you know what these mean? These mean Will's trying to have a baby. All right.
Oh.
Somewhere down the road.
Okay.
Charles is going to have that kid. And hey, you got those on? Hell of a dad.
Hey, man.
Law of hell attraction. Of I'm trying to put it in the universe.
Yeah. Get them things out
walk
there.
Walk around with the Air Monarchs. I usually got the dad hat on.
It's beautiful. You can buy a Run Left hat
Hang
at the
on,
merch
though.
Store
why,
if you
why
want.
Why are you coming a little sideways at the Monarchs?
I don't like the Monarchs.
Those are trash ass shoes. I hate them
because
too.
Because they remind
me. I understand what you're trying to do.
The Buddy Riddells.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But you also said you like the
which
Buddy Riddells.
Which was.
Yeah, I mean, I would just wear the.
That could be PTSD for me.
So, yeah, could be something we should unpack later.
Yeah,
with what's going on with you and those
maybe
shoes.
We should talk about it.
Maybe
you talking about something
oh,
on back
see.
On me.
Wait, what? Didn't I see a tattoo?
Oh no, I don't have any tattoos.
Not yet.
I don't have any tattoos.
I'm gonna get Will drunk one night, have him pass out, have Joey walk through the back door, and put a bus with
just
the boys
tap me
tattoo.
While I'm sleeping.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. Jack, you were supposed to get tattooed by Joey, weren't you?
I just haven't thought anything I want on my body.
Did you get tattooed by Joey or not?
Okay.
What happened?
Your
hey, give Jack
shit.
The mic. I want to hear this.
Maybe. Possibly.
Then you just start coming with ideas like crazy.
Yeah.
As soon as you have your kids, it's like, fuck, yeah, I got to put them somewhere.
God damn it, Jack.
Jack, did you get tattooed by Joey or no?
No, I didn't.
What happened? I thought you guys had a whole plan and everything.
He's a busy man recently. He's been getting hit up by everybody.
Yeah. Joey needs to move down to Nashville, dude. That's
might as well. That's the spot to be.
Yeah, he's tattooing everybody.
Yeah.
He has Rabel's kids. He has a lot of dudes on the team.
Braves.
Get them Braves. Up. Both his kids have sleeves now.
Did you see see the Tom Brady thing that came out on?
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So funny, dude.
Hilarious. I sent that. There's like a leadership council, yeah, and I was like, why is this man getting you like that?
Dog.
Dude.
Was dragging him.
Dragging him through the mud.
I think Vrabel had another comment to him, though. Like, they went back and forth on each other because, yeah. It's good to see another defense carry Brady, too.
Oh, you want to know how well that went? They brought us up for practice, joint practice versus Tampa Bay. And Vrabel's like, you know, talking, and he says that line. No one on the other team laughed. Nah, it was dead silence.
Some of the offensive line.
Which is a good joke. They're like, man, yeah. Fuck this guy, man.
Right. They're ready to go. They've already had the coaching, the speeches. Like, they're coming in here.
No fighting, no this, no that. This is business. Yeah, but that one fell
hey,
real short.
Hey, what I do want to say, though, is Vrabe, like, when we'll talk, he'll always say, like, hey, Will, like, stop tagging other people to get yourself clout and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say something here because he's like, Jack Brady talking with his favorite former Patriot, also pictured Tom Brady. Like,
yeah.
What kind of clout grab is that?
That's clout grab.
Also pictured Tom Brady?
Vrabe loves the social media.
Oh,
he does.
That's known. That is known.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. And the thing that's really chapping Vrabe's ass right now is he can't say shit. And we can just keep talking because, you know,
right.
When you go at Vrabes a little bit, he comes at you hard, too.
Yeah. It's
He deflects hard.
Yeah.
Like, he's on Cameo now. And I chirped him the other day for being on Cameo.
Yeah.
And he said something like $15,000 raise for kids. And I'm like, well, you kind of put me in a position there. I just want
to
joke with you.
It's like, okay, Vrabe, I'm not trying to, like, you know, that's not what I'm trying to do.
You know, I'm just trying to chirp you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You know, I'm just trying to chirp you. Now you're bringing kids into this thing. There he is.
I want to hear it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, have you not heard this?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I can go on TikTok or Cameo. I made the adult decision.
You guys ever feel like you're embarrassed for somebody?
Oh, is that this?
Yeah,
is that
I can't listen to it because I just like get all nervous.
Dak Prescott's return.
What's going on in our heads right now?
Everybody, this is Mike Vrabel.
I hear something else.
21 NFL season. Everybody else, for the most part, gets going.
A lot of tabs open.
I was thinking about hanging out on social media. Came down to TikTok or Cameo. So I made the adult decision and went with Cameo. Come hang out with me and let me know if I can send somebody you know or you a special shout out. Thanks, guys.
Man, I he hated that video too.
Like, yeah, doing it. Like,
I know I'm gonna. Get
I really gotta do this. Jen's just like, hey, do one more.
Because in an article too, he had an article come out and he says he cooks dinner on Tuesdays. They call it TikTok Tuesdays.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He looks at a recipe on TikTok Tuesdays and that's what he makes. Like. He follows him.
He cooks it up?
He's on TikTok.
Well, I think Vrabel has all the social medias. He just doesn't post. He's a ghost follower.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes and checks tabs. Because you all tweet
he
something.
He stays in the weeds.
I'll tweet something that he may or may not like, and he'll send us in a group chat whatever said thing is.
Oh, 100%.
And, like, you know, Jen did it or Stretch did it, but we know it was Vrabes.
Yeah.
We know it was Vrabes.
Yeah.
Love the boy. Guy's all right
by me. I
caught
the follow from him.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I don't even think he follows me.
Really?
Him and Dale Earnhardt Jr., who never followed after I called him out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Dale. Maybe I'll put in a word for you.
No, don't do it.
You don't think that Carter like kind of pushes him into some of this?
I don't know. Maybe
Carter pushes some stuff. There's one time it was after.
Oh, he follows me.
It was after we won in Indy. After we won in Indianapolis, and Carter wanted. He's like, "Hey, we just bought merch for Black Friday. Send us a video and make it about like Vrabel, make it about Coach Vrabes." And this was right after the Indy game, and I had that first drive, that first series.
Yeah.
My chip on, oh boy, I messed up a couple plays.
Yeah.
And so me, I'm kind of in my head like, hey, Carter, you're putting me in a weird spot. He's like, just do it. Don't be a pussy.
Carter said that?
He said something like
hey,
that.
Hey, Carter's an animal
bro.
Now.
He was aggressive.
I love the kid. He looks
insane.
He's got that bleach blonde mullet going on right now, the full sleeve.
Yeah.
I'm messing with Carter now. He's out there playing baseball. Imagine.
Oh, no.
What's it like?
Yeah, tell some stories.
Yeah. Just have him put his dad in the dirt.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. We got any more ads? Are we?
Hey, was that video running while we were talking about Vrabe?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. Love that. Do we have any other stuff? Hey, we need to do a segment, dude.
About?
We need to think of a segment, whether or not we do a segment today. About, like, something that we do no matter what, whether it's with the guest, whether it's without. Like how part of my take has Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. And they do Mount Rushmore. What was their last one? What was their most recent one?
Things that are like cool to do.
Yeah, things that are cool.
Yeah, it was like the bartender knowing your name. And like,
yeah, having a guy. Anyway,
those are cool things.
Chris Long had one where they do lists, or they do like Dog Walk has their drafts, their little snake drafts that they do. Green Light Pod with Chris Long, like they do lists to where it's like their most recent one was like favorite college stadiums. Like we could do like, you know, Mount Busmore of September, September vibes, like what we like about September. Spooktober, favorite Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Mount Busmore of Halloween movies.
Favorite video games.
Mount Busmore video games.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's I'm down to do all
bus
those.
Driver?
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
Chris Farley.
Oh,
and Billy Madison. That'd be my favorite bus driver.
Good, great.
Good, great, wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
That's right. That's right.
I'll turn this
good, great, up. Wonderful, grand.
Yeah. That's a good ass move.
That was loud right there. I saw
yeah.
That.
Bro, I love it though.
Yeah, I'm down to think of something like that. Also, hey, listen, I don't know if that part, is that part going to get cut out? Probably, yeah. Let's cut that part out.
What part?
The part of you just doing a brainstorm on the middle of a pod.
Oh, no, I think we keep
that. Oh, you want to keep that.
So, you know, people might be like, yeah, you guys should fucking do that.
Another thing we do need to talk about is the bus stop is up and rolling. Let's give a clap for that.
That's pretty cool.
We, the boys are putting a lot of work, not just Will and I, but all the boys in the back that are behind the cameras doing everything. They have done so much to make this thing a true, real production. Give it up for the boys in the back. Just give it up for the boys in the back. Outstanding work.
Speech.
So the bus stop, listen, we have episodes coming out. We're going to do it by seasons. The most recent one that just came out was Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And it's 13 minutes of epicness. I played it in my car and got goosebumps. That man is extremely talented. His music is, he's got so much passion behind his music. But I think you guys, all those tier ones, tier twos, tier threes, don't be afraid to press that follow button on the bus stop. All right. It has his own Instagram. It's rolling.
Bus stop WTB.
Bus stop WTB. Let's get this thing lit up. Let's get that thing moving because it's a really cool idea and I think it's really going in the right direction right now.
Yeah. It's you can find it on YouTube, Bus Stop Sessions. Basically, we made a baby with Music City.
We really did.
We took our brand. We're like, hey, we are in Music City.
It was consensual.
We're in the music capital of the world.
Yeah.
We had consensual sex.
Foreplay.
And we made Bus Stop Sessions.
It was beautiful.
Who do we have next week? Gold Park. Well, by the time you guys hear this, it'll already be out. So this past week, the most recent one is Gold Park.
Gold Park.
But like, view that, leave comments.
Another thing, too.
How many stops?
What's that?
How many stops you going to have?
Maybe we have eight.
Nine stops. Bus stop sessions.
Oh, yep, in the first season. So things are moving in the right direction. Another thing to think about, too, is the season's here. All right, Spooktober is right around the corner. That merch store needs to get lit up. Right here in
front
of us. We got
some cool ideas going.
You got the Run Left hats there. You need it. You need these hats. All right? Support the boys. Be with the boys. What better opportunity to pub this than having the big back himself, Red Velvet, Big Smooth, and the Stallion on the bus enjoying this beautiful hat. Run Left. It's a passion. It's a lifestyle. Get with it or get the fuck out. Also, there's a lot of other things you can have. We got the bus and pocket tees that always hit. We have a lot of Spooktober things coming out. It's Ooh. Very exciting. Will, show spooky, me a couple spooky. Of ideas. Our boy Ryan at Hang 10, a little bit of a genius up top in the old noggin.
Yep.
He's got a lot of cool shit going on. So check out Hang 10 as well. No free shout outs. We'll send you guys an invoice. But make sure to go to barstool/store, correct?
store.barstoolsports.com.
Jesus. Just put a link up in this thing. So this
hey,
is
can
put
we
a
get
link
a
up
fucking on. Link?
Just send a link, dude. Just put the link right here. Where my hands are, put the link right there. Click on this and get it. Go get you some merch.
And you guys are home against Arizona, right?
We're home against Arizona, then away at Seattle.
God. All right. And then so also, hey, tailgate. We're going to the tailgate watch party. We're going to be at Acme.
Bing, bang,
week.
Boom.
Nice. Come party. Have a few drinks, whether it's water or, you know, some.
Whatever.
Some tasty drinks. 2 hours before kickoff. Kickoff is what, noon?
Yep.
So we'll be there at 10 a.m.
Oh, some morning
bus will
drinking.
Be on Broadway.
I like
we'll
that.
We'll be hanging out, tailgating, cheering for the boys.
Side note, day drinking is the best kind of drinking. You get to bed early. Your next day is not too fucked up. You start early and end
Mount
early.
Mount Busmore of day drinking.
It is.
No.
Oh. No. it is a Mount Busmore
thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying? Is it no, just yeah, Mount yeah. Busmore day drinking? Then we just say what we think. Like we go in a row.
Yeah.
Like a draft.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, shout out to Bud Light personally. Just absolutely love you guys. Thank you so much for sponsoring your boy. Bud Light's, I mean, there's a reason why they call
Bud Light's getting a free shout out right now?
No, I'm. That's they great. No, that's they paid me. They paid me.
To shout out on Bussin' with the Boys?
No, I own 50% of this company. So I'll 50% let them know, Budweiser know. Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light specifically. Thank you so much. Big hugs and kisses. What's up?
That was one cool. That was
we need a Bud Light fridge for the bus.
Cool about being in St. Louis.
Dude, and a pallet of Bud Lights per bro, Jack, dude. Bro. Jack said, tell him to send a pallet. So
money hole?
Yeah.
Bro, he gave us all the shit before we come out. Bro, it was amazing.
That's beautiful, boys.
Yeah.
Great pod.
Yeah, man.
Great subscribe. Pod. Rate 5 stars.
Just still going.
This is outstanding.
It's another side note. Subscribe. Keep leaving comments if you're still watching. We're in the post show right
also,
now.
Also, hey, what's the comment thing?
Yeah, this is the
post show. The credits are rolling.
This is the post show right now.
The post show, the YouTube comments. Like you said there's a chat and there's a thing you can actually comment.
Yes.
And you want to get in the actual comments. Mm. How does one do that? Because you were trying to explain it to me, but you know your boy and the internets.
So if you're on phone and you're in the live chat, like chatting with the boys, right?
Yeah.
You exit out.
Okay.
And then there's that little comment logo.
Yeah.
You hit the comment logo.
Sure.
They all come up and then you hit type comment. That's leaving a real comment. Then if you hit live chat, then you're back in the live chat. So that's the difference between.
So we want more comments and we want live chats.
Correct.
Okay. So tell them. Don't look at me.
Yeah. I think you guys know.
Oh, they know?
I think those guys know.
Damn,
but if you don't, you exit right now because we're all chatting. We're sitting here chatting. It's the post show.
Right. You're on the post show.
Yeah,
you're on the bus and post show, baby.
I will say
go to
this
the live
shit.
Comments.
It's worth the hype. This whole thing.
Bus with the boys?
Yes.
Oh, you enjoyed your time here.
Absolutely. 100%.
Go ahead. 100%. You have the floor now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
post show.
Anyway, on the post show, I just wanted to say that this is worth the hype. I've already liked and subscribed. You should do the same.
Yep.
If you want to be anything like the bag, if you want bigger muscles, whatever you want, you know, you should probably like
ding,
and
ding, ding,
first.
Self-suck. There it is. ding, 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 ding. And we're on track. No, I love
definitely enjoyed the show. But good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Taylor's bag will be team, back. So.
Well, no, he's talking about us and our busing adventures.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. And that's why you should buy a Run Left hat.
Yes. Could you imagine seeing a sea of just like run fucking left?
Dude.
Bro, visual cues.
Yeah, visual. Speaking of visual cues, you both should have been wearing Run Left hats. Like you wore your LA hat here, Taylor.
Well, they're all out there.
It's just, you know, kind of the look I was going for was kind of.
You had that crazy hair going on right now.
Like you want visual cues. We all should have been sitting here wearing our Run Left hats.
That'd have been sick. Hey, side note. Because
you do. Okay. Because Roger did all year last year.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Run Left hat all year.
Yeah.
I love that fucking hat, man.
That's maybe the best hat we have. That and the dad hat. I love the dad hat. But those busting hats that we got. That hat rips, dude. And there's a rumor mill. There's a rumor mill going on right now that there's going to be a couple more little Bettys coming out right now. A couple flutterers, dude. It's going to be a nice little deal.
Colors?
Yeah. Them bus bunnies.
Yeah, them bus bunnies.
All six of them.
After the bunnies,
all six of them things. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway. Fucking rights, boys. Good work.
All right.
What else in the post show?
If you're listening on the audio right now.
Yeah.
Just. Subscribe, like unsubscribe and then resubscribe again. Because if you're still listening now,
right.
Like you're for sure a fucking tier one.
Maybe, so maybe tier two. Maybe you're like etching into
you're,
a tier.
Yeah,
tier.
You're curious. You're definitely you're not curious. A tier like, three. I want to be in with what these guys got because everybody seems to have a lot of fun when they're around them. Unsubscribe, resubscribe again because that's how you climb. That's how you climb the charts.
Another thing about a tier one move we really didn't talk about is some cat. Got himself a Bustin' with the Boys tattoo. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but it sure as shit put you in a nice little spot with us. The boys.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty and then, sick.
I that was sick, that? Right?
Yeah, that was fucking sick.
Yeah, actually, it was a
with
dope
tattoo.
With the
little bee and the horns?
Yeah, no, he hit it. He hit that thing.
Yeah, he hit it. There it is.
I like that little drippy.
What's his
the
name?
Drippiness, too.
Justin Williams.
Shout out that tier one cat, dude. Everyone I meet who follows Bustin' the Boys claims to be a tier one dude.
Yeah.
I know Justin Williams is.
You got that quad tat.
For sure.
That quad tat. That low quad tat. So if he goes to bare bottom and gets the 5.5 or the 7-inch seams, you know that thing's going to be showing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's a bit of a deal.
Yeah.
And that's two ad reads for
that's a great idea.
Bare bottom clothing. B-E-A-R, like the animal clothing.com. Use promo code BUSTIN.
Could you imagine if we stop, like, we just shut down, like, next week and he's just got his tattoo?
Yeah, we just decided to end it. Yeah. And he's like, Daddy, what is that? Oh, well, I don't want to talk about it. Like, we just gave up on him. Yeah, shout out Williams, dude. That's a nice little deal. The bus stop is ripping. Also, go back to that one more time. You guys need to fucking get on the bus stop, dude. If you haven't followed that little piece yet, maybe pause us. And then come back and do the thing. So
the
maybe you didn't have
putting,
to pause it.
We're putting on Patreon. So if you want to, real tier one. For $50 a month, just start fucking.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. We're maybe making an app now. I don't know. Yeah. Also, the boys got an arcade game and we play Galaga a shitload. I don't want to say who has the high score, but it's not Will. And it's the person that Will's left is the person with the high score by a lot. Nothing.
Way to go around.
Hey,
Will had a chance. There was controversy today.
JP, you paid to be behind the mic. Oh, wait.
He's protecting you. He's protecting your ass.
Behind the camera. Behind the camera.
I'm sticking up for you.
Oh, what controversy?
But when you you were fighting towards the high score with a lot of time left.
Right. That's a good point, JP. That's a good point.
Nah, hey, you know what? Let's go, Taylor. Keep running that score. Yeah,
fuck that shit, dude. Fuck Will, dude. I didn't mean that, baby. I'm so sorry. I love his finger paintings.
Oh, my God.
Listen, what else is going on? What else is going on in the post show?
That's Wait, it, man.
There's no, hold on. It's Wednesday, right? When this thing comes out.
Yeah.
Right now. Let's double down. Let's double down and get some fans at this Titans game. Let's sell this bitch out.
Please.
Because even against Chicago, I know it's just a preseason game, but there's a lot of Chicago fans there.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of loud.
Yeah.
Honestly, a little bit of bullshit. We should take that a little more personal if you're a fan of the Tennessee Titans.
Our fans are saving up.
You think so?
To the game.
It's like juice.
Yeah.
Like fucking getting like that thing rises. Going.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I sure as shit hope that thing is a packed fucking house. Mm-hmm. It's gonna
be
awesome.
Energy will be good. I feel like the vibe around Nashville is different now. Garrett, maybe he can attest to
it. Yeah, Garrett, what do you think about the vibe?
He's more boots on the ground. What do you think, Garrett?
I think we're ready. Garrett, do you have a girlfriend now?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm gonna comment on this, bro. Garrett's got game.
He does.
After seeing what like all that
he's
stuff,
little, hey,
that little things, that little. I'm just saying. It just seems like, I don't know he's out there. I don't know if he's out there spinning them wheels, but I know that when he walks down the street, there's kinks, dude. He's a Chevrolet of a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's probably lasting a long time due to those Roman wipes.
Yeah. Those Roman things help out, don't they?
Yeah, those Roman wipes, they do help.
You having issues?
No.
You don't have issues with the bedroom? Oh, you just do, is it like a numbing cream? Like what goes on that thing? It's a wipe?
Yeah, it's a wipe.
Oh, there's got to be some lidocaine or some shit on there.
Yeah, it's lidocaine. You wipe it on your piece and you last longer. Garrett was telling me about it because he's got some ED.
But how do you get ED? How does lidocaine help with ED?
Well, he also takes a pill that gets you going.
Yeah.
The blue pill.
Like Extends?
Yeah.
You remember Extends?
No, man, you don't need that shit.
No. Well,
go grapefruit juice, man.
What?
Grapefruit juice.
Like the thing? Put it in the microwave and get after it?
Nah. Grapefruit juice. Drink it.
After you get after it?
Hang on. What's the goal of grapefruit juice?
Grapefruit juice is going to get you there.
Hey, you see the way he put his forearm down there?
What about staying there?
Grapefruit juice is
going to
fucking get you there.
Staying there?
Yeah.
Oh, there's this little powder. There's a little powder. It's a little bit of shit.
This doesn't sound NSF certified to me.
It's pretty grapefruit juice.
Oh, I thought you just said a powder. I thought you said something about a powder.
Yeah, it's a bunch of herbs.
Oh, yeah, maybe you should.
A bunch of herbs and shit. Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
So I got herbs.
See, my
and shit.
Problem's not getting there. My problem's like the lasting.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's like brain spotting.
Oh fuck!
There's thinking techniques.
Grapefruit, and other citrus fruits are full of antioxidants, vitamin C, and folic acid. All support sexual reproduction among men. Well, I don't know if necessarily you're trying to have a kid right now, so maybe they'll do the
maybe they'll do the
grapefruit. I think you're good with
show.
The wipes.
I like the post show.
I think you're good with the wipes.
Talking the Talking Dead.
I'm sure that he uses covers, man. He doesn't look like a quick raw Madrid type of dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Garrett's got that strong beard and the messy hair right now. I could definitely see him going no blanket.
Oh,
he might go no blanket, but you know he's wearing those ankle socks.
Oh, he's definitely no blanket.
He's
guy.
Got the ankle socks.
He got
on.
Them just over the bone socks, dude. Yeah, he got them just over them things. I don't know, man. Them things out there. There's like a little study I saw. ASU, like 1 in 3. Have some sort of STD.
Out at ASU.
That's not Alabama State I'm talking about. I'm talking about that West Coast Arizona State.
At Arizona State.
But that was like when I was in high school.
I feel like that's a low for Arizona State.
You think so? 1 in 3. 33.33%?
Yeah. I'm thinking Arizona State's got to be pushing like a 60-70%.
Oh, big time.
STD rate.
You think so?
I don't know. Think about it.
That's terrifying. Arizona is a
Arizona
is... They call it the dirty desert for a reason, man.
Right.
That's a little place now. That's a little place now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Arizona for being one of the coolest states. You know?
Yeah.
What else we got?
One of the hottest states, too.
Bro.
He said, what else we got?
What else we got?
Well,
how common are STDs in Arizona?
Production we got?
54,000. That's not very many.
Hey, over, we're reported.
Oh, yeah. Some dude's just using that penicillin shot.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, if you had an STD, you think you would report it?
I don't think I'd report it to the internet.
Right.
But if I started seeing bumps and stuff, I would definitely. I've never had a scare, but I've always thought about having a scare and how scary that would be. You know what I'm saying? Kind of shit that keeps you up at night.
I've always thought about having a scare.
Yeah, like, I thought about the what ifs of a scare.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bring a whole new meaning to getting your piss hot.
No question. Mm. What you need to do, September 12th, fans. let's pack that thing in. But also, make sure you go to the Bustin' with the Boys tailgate. That thing looked fire. I had a little FOMO when I was at that third preseason game. Legit was like, man, can we bust out of here a little early?
Right.
You know, get them 12 plays and then boogie over there to Acme.
Have a little fun.
Have a little fun.
Watch a little bus
Not
stop
that
sessions.
Kind of fun.
Watch some bus stop sessions.
I'm married. What's that?
Watch some bus stop sessions.
Yeah, watch some bus stop sessions. Sessions.
Bus stop sessions.
Sessions.
See what happens.
All right.
Yeah. You start the words sounding like sounds.
Yes. Yes.
That's a bit of a deal sometimes, yes. But it sounds like a sound.
Yes, it is.
Sound. Dude.
You think this is a good pod with Raj? Yeah. This is the post show, so we can talk freely.
Yeah, what'd you think of Raj? Great. Alex. Great. Well, give me some criticism of Raj.
Or criticism of us, not Raj. If anything, I'm sitting here thinking he didn't talk enough.
Yeah, I thought he didn't talk enough.
Yeah, I think we could have him back and have him talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think so.
I didn't like his ad
read. You guys were back together for the first time in a while, so it was like a special thing for you guys too.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I didn't like his ad read. Double down. he did it too good.
Taylor, yeah. Taylor's not hearing the part where we need to stop talking so much. He's just thinking like, yeah, Raj can do better.
Yeah, why point at yourself when you can point at others? You know what I'm saying?
It's all good, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he like
knows, he already knows he I love can... to talk too.
Yeah, Raj does love to talk.
I'll take over.
He was a chill boy.
If I don't chill, I'll start.
But you're supposed to take over on something like this. The problem is people get in, they see the lights, they actually sit down and feel it. And I think you were a little starstruck too.
I think you were
starstruck.
So you kind of sit there.
The guy that was on two reality TV shows.
Ding 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 ding. Hey, oh, low key, we're at OTAs like 2 years ago over Zoom. And we did like this. Sully put up this like, who do you think would?
Hey, he was about to talk, and we just start.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, Raj.
No, go ahead. I want to hear the story.
So Sully put up this thing. It's like, who do you think would have their own reality TV show? And it was like so and so, Roger, Taylor, blah, blah, blah. And everyone voted for Taylor. And Roger over the mic. Roger over the mic goes, it's crazy because I bet on two.
Yeah, that was one of our virtual sessions are pretty fun.
Yeah. So what shows were you on?
I was on Hollywood and Football. And
that's a real show?
Yeah.
How many seasons?
It was only one because everybody that was with me.
That shit was trash.
Nah.
Action had to be trash. Nah,
check this out. So everybody got cut. The whole cast except for me got cut the very next year.
Oh.
That's when McVay came in.
Hollywood and Football.
So it would have just been Hollywood Raj.
Raj takes Hollywood.
Like that,
there
would
have been nobody.
And that boy would have loved that shit.
Nah,
would you
bro.
Do? Would you do a reality TV show now?
I got a fucking ultimatum. It was either ultimatum.
Start sounding like sounds again.
No, but seriously, man, it was either Asia Does Wags or I had to do Hollywood and Football. And I'm like, you're definitely not fucking doing Wags.
Yeah, Wags seems like a little bit of a dirty deal.
It's too messy.
Yeah.
And after you hear about Wags with our...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you stay away from that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I would like Taylor referring to herself as a Wag.
No.
Unless it's obviously
what does Wag
a joke.
Mean?
Wife and girlfriend. Of sports. Yeah.
Oh.
And the Wags show was the one that made all that shit so popular. But it just makes you look like more of an ass. And most of the people that end up on that show end up splitting.
Cut?
Yep. They end up
breaking up.
Yeah.
Would you do a reality show now if somebody approached you and was like, hey, Raj, we want to do a reality show based around you?
Yes,
he would
do it. Right
now. Look at the way he dresses.
He for sure
do
it.
100%.
For sure
I couldn't do it right now. That the amount of demand on time was just outrageous.
Really?
Yes, it was outrageous.
I thought you just like get JP with the camera and follow me around for a little bit.
I was on a trip in Vegas and they're like, hey, do you mind flying back early so that you could do a scene? Bro, I flew back, did a scene, and then went back.
That's when you know the man goes hard, bro.
Hey, keep it on.
You need that Revitalite.
Dude, I don't need a Revitalite Black label.
Oh my God. Got you if that's NSF certified though. African American label. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Probably not. It's not very PC. It's probably not very PC, is it? Come on.
Let him see for who you really are.
Huh?
Let him see for who you really are.
Me?
Yep.
Who am I?
He's cultured as fuck.
I'm racist. So fucking cultured. Okay. You just said I'm racist on a podcast. Go ahead and fucking elaborate on that, Whitey. Let's hear it.
Whoa.
Yeah,
take
dude.
It easy.
Let's.
Shit.
You can't take it. Pound me.
Low daps only. What's up? You can't walk away from that.
I was joking. Like, that's a joke. That's a clear joke.
Need to hear that. Need to hear that.
All right. Okay. Last story.
Last story until the next story.
Basically, we Taylor loves going into the sauna because there are heat protein properties.
Oh, Will knows all about the heat
yeah,
proteins.
Yeah, so you understand. So, of course, you know, this rookie is always in there because he's just trying to do the best he can. I like the kid.
He's thicky, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's probably in there to lose the pounds.
Yeah, he's out there to lose weight. But, man, he was in there, and I'm talking about he was sweating bullets, and we're all just sitting in there, and it's just me and him. And I'm just looking over, looking at everybody. I looked at him, I said, damn, boy, you 99% cacao over there. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how they measure dark chocolate. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, that boy dark as shit.
He left about a minute later. he walked out, dude. Like,
you know, fuck
it. Anyway, he went to Michigan State, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he told me he wanted to come on the bus. I was like, I said, tell me your best story right now.
I love how people ask him, be like, tell me your best story right now.
Well, how old is he? He wasn't around.
21 or 22.
So he wasn't around when the whole Michigan State, Michigan punt problem, or what was it?
Oh, the punt thing? Maybe. Yeah. No, that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 6 years ago. So I don't think that he was even in there at the time. But that, like, what story do you have?
You know, the punt?
Oh, yeah. Remember, we met the center. He was at Vanderbilt.
He was at Vanderbilt? He went to Michigan State?
He transferred to Vanderbilt. The kid who messed up that snap.
The long snapper.
The long snapper who messed up
that.
That kid was getting death threats.
Yeah. So that's why he left.
I'd probably leave, too. Someone started threatening my life. I'd probably boogie.
Yeah, man. I lost a game in Michigan, and the offense and defense caught the ball at the same time they gave it to the defense. I will never forget that.
Isn't that wild?
That was just fucked.
Ty goes the receiver, right?
Yeah.
This is look at the time on the clock. There's no time left. Just get the ball out.
Like, just throw it.
Throw it. Exactly. Yeah, like, you just got to throw it.
That's game. And he gets so tackled. Bad,
game blouses. He still
got tackled.
That dude dislocated his hip.
Were you there then?
No. What? This is like my second year.
Who dislocated their hip?
The dude, this guy running the ball. Allegedly.
He dislocated his hip on this play?
When he gets tackled, boom, he's hurt.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to hold
He's hurt, and they're all diving on him. And apparently he was like screaming at the bottom of the pile. Like, end of the season.
No.
Harbaugh.
Oh, and it's just people just piling on them.
Talk about an organization that's got to be better. A couple dudes
ran out of that pile like, hey, we need help.
I can't believe that shit. Yeah, he's hurt. He's down there.
Look at everybody.
He's like, stop.
Come on, man. Stop. Get the fuck off.
He's hurt.
Oh, my God.
They don't even know their boy's done,
though. That'd be me. No, not even on the field. Just go run in the fucking stands.
He's trying to get in the thing. Who is this fucking guy? Old ginger ass. Yeah, so anyway, that's the thing. I heard you talking about Nebraska on the last podcast via one of the clips. Actually, I saw your really rude statement on the Instagram that you said, like, something about Nebraska's got to be better or something like that. I'd probably double down that with Michigan. Just so we could, like, I love Michigan.
Yeah.
But wasn't he talking about the damn... What was it?
Oh, the uniforms.
It was the uniforms.
Those were fake, right?
Oh, yeah, that was fake.
Oh, thank God, bro. Those were terrible.
I was like, hold on, man.
Extreme ownership and extreme accountability. I just feel like Nebraska might not have that right now.
Mm. Yeah, that's tough. That's
some good journalism by Alex.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, damn, our own media.
A line here, a line there.
Got me.
I would say, though, that, I mean, reading that quote, I would say Michigan needs to do the same thing. Because there's dudes like...
Did they play last week?
No, they're playing tomorrow. First game is tomorrow. Western Michigan, I think. But I love Michigan, but it's like, you're allowed to love something and also be critical of, like, wanting them to be better. Like, when I was at Michigan, we were 11-3 one year. Other than that, it was not up to the Michigan standard of old. And so when I was there, we had to be better too. I'm not saying that these kids aren't, you know, like, I did something great there. Like, no, like, we were shit then and we got to be better now. So I'm with you. Indiana, you know, you know.
I mean, you lose
hit 500 to have a celebration.
But you guys have been okay, though, right? The last couple of years?
Well, they were filthy last year.
We were filthy last year. Filthy. But our problem was always, like, we would go ahead. We ended up playing 13 my sophomore year. But then, like, my senior year, we had fucking games. I mean, they were all coming down to the wire. And we still finished, like, terribly. We had fucking refs, like, meetings to try to question these refs on some of these calls. Like, almost every week. Mm. I couldn't even have meetings.
So you're blaming the refs for the record.
That sounds like not extreme ownership or accountability.
That's what that sounds like. Trying to have meetings with the refs.
Yeah.
Like, let's not have a team meeting and see how we could have got better. Like,
right.
Let's bring these refs in and have
four or five plays.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man.
Like, I'm not dying on that sword. He's dying on that sword.
I'm not even dying on the sword.
It's wild, right?
It's factual.
That's just crazy.
It's factual.
My first Big Ten game was against Indiana. And there was a woman in the student section who was wearing hardly anything.
Uh-huh.
And it was very distracting. It was very distracting the entire game. We won, though. Like, last second, it was like 90 points scored in that game. It was crazy.
Because you guys took extreme accountability and extreme ownership.
We won the game. So no,
the tradition is gone, man.
What tradition?
Tradition is gone.
Do you guys even have a tradition?
Do you guys have tradition? These are basketball
schools. I'm talking about Michigan, Ohio State.
Hard to hear.
You remember how traditional everything used to be? Like, you used to never hear about all these kids having all these damn scandals and shit, and then there wasn't all these fucking problems.
Also, the internet wasn't around.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, true. Think if the internet was around back then.
Yeah. Oh, you hear about some crazy shit back then.
I heard dudes back in the day, they're like snorting coke and stuff before the game. Like, dudes are getting...
Like,
that's not just back
maybe
in the day.
I'm sure 80s.
Other people did that at one point in their lives.
Maybe the 80s. Felt like that leaked
yeah, leaky nose.
About 2013. It probably leaked into...
They used to put it in the spray bottles. Quick toot toot.
Yeah.
Quick toot toot. And you're out there.
You're out there.
Laying people out.
Yeah, man.
That's a bit of a deal now.
I don't know if I could handle it. If the internet was out, like going, like social media was going crazy when I was in college.
Well, you kind of were.
I don't know.
There wasn't no social media.
What was your freshman year?
Bro, Instagram didn't come out until my second year in the pros.
Oh.
So Twitter wasn't even a real thing.
Always been around.
Twitter just started when we got in, right?
So...
Twitter started, yeah, right when we were
like 2008, 2009. Oh shit! So we were sophomores, retro freshmen. We were retro freshmen.
So what I'm saying is this, bro. Is like mentally, I'm sure there's some kids that are not accessing their full potential at all when they go to play in college with all the shit that's going on with social media.
Maybe
because it could be detrimental to their mental.
Yes,
that mental shit's been a big deal right now.
Has that ever affected you?
Absolutely, absolutely, and it was. It's like more of like an anxiety thing than anything. And of course, like when I first came to the Titans, you were ragging on me, dude. I'm talking about hard.
And you were a Pro Bowler, hard. Right?
Yes. Well, no, not Pro Bowl. I was All Pro
the year
before. So I'm literally like, what the hell? I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, no, fuck it. I'm just going to stick to the shit. And then we started fucking rolling. And then, I started getting some good feedback, people apologizing and shit. And then I got like somebody like coming at me for a play against Kansas City. And I'm like, we just fucking won. We just fucking beat the best team in the NFL. Like, don't give me that shit.
Yeah.
And bro, it was a nightmare after that. Fucking every article was like, oh, social media is finally getting to them. Finally, motherfucker, y'all have no idea. Y'all have no idea. And then we just literally just took off.
Really?
That's what you really thought in the beginning.
The looking at social media is a tough deal. Can't look at it.
Yeah.
Can't look at it.
It's terrible.
It's a hard deal.
It's terrible.
100%. I've said my couple stories on here from back in my Washington days, but so I won't be redundant.
Yeah. We are a very redundant podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to talk about our old stories.
No question. Sometimes we get like old men where you tell the same story a few times.
Yeah.
Some kids listen to us when he said this one.
Yeah.
You know, but he still listens anyway.
Right.
All right, we've beaten this dead horse.
Yeah, we have. Smacking the dead horse. What was your guys' thoughts back there listening the whole time?
Are we done? Stuff? Is this off?
Yeah,
we're done.
Oh, shit. Yeah, subscribe. Hey, so the post show.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.